Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Woo! I am here, everyone. Peace and greetings to you guys. Can everybody hear me okay? Let's see if you guys can hear me okay. All right. Peace and greetings, everyone. Peace and greetings, everyone. Good to see everyone in the house tonight. Glad to have you guys here. We're live in The Remix. We're about to get started. And get started in just a moment. And I see you guys are in the house tonight. I see you're in the house, and good to see you. I see you guys on the phone lines. Know that the chat room is open, so if you want to come on over and join us in the chat room, you can certainly do that as well. You can just come on over and go to
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Guys, I am back. Let me try to compose myself here. My energy is kind of all over the place, and I think I might have just kind of taken myself out there just a little bit. But again, I'll just say welcome to everyone. I want to say welcome to everyone. We have a lot of things that we're going to be covering here tonight. It's so good to be in The Remix. And so good to be with each and every one of you. So peace and greetings to everyone here live joining us in the forum tonight. It's so good to have you guys in the house as well to have you here. Again, I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. And just to know you guys, yes, you did hear the song twice. Absolutely nothing wrong. You heard the song twice. I needed to play it twice. We're going to be talking. Let's cover some things that we need to cover as we get ready to get into this. I see you guys already talking about some of the things that we're going to be covering tonight. It's a lot of things going on. I've been talking to quite a few of you this week. Chatted with Sister Munya and also chatted with Esther. And we all kind of laughed about all of the energy that has been going on this week. So lots of things that are going on at this particular time. We're live in the remix, everyone. We're going to be doing some magic here tonight, doing lots of magic here tonight. So get yourself ready. We're going to be doing a meditation as well. I know you guys love that. I've gotten all the feedback. But again, it does my heart well to be in this space, to be in this moment, and definitely to be at this particular time with each and every one of you guys. And so 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines, because guess what? Lots of energy is going on, and also lots of things out in the atmosphere. And tonight we're going to be doing solar lineup readings, and I'll be doing those tonight. So we'll be doing that. That's a little later in the show. But I want to cover this for you guys. I want you guys to know, if you didn't get a chance to hear the show last week when Brother Panic came on, I definitely want you to go back, and I want you to download. Definitely. It was fun. We had a great time, plus we got great information, as always. Brother Panic came on, did his thing for both nights. You want to go back, you want to download those shows as well, you know you can always reach out to Brother Panic, panicpack@hotmail.com, and connect with him there. So you definitely want to do that also, to do that. The show, download. You can download from right here, www.blogtalkradio.com, or you can also download from YouTube, because you know all of the shows are available on YouTube as well. So you guys go get those shows. Great information, always a great share right here as we do in the remix. And so tonight, you guys, we're, like I said, so much that we're going to cover. We're going to have so much fun. You can actually just think of tonight as being a celebration. The cosmic ways of Venus and the solar return is what we're going to be talking about here tonight. First, I want to say this. We definitely have been talking about a lot of the things that are going on, but I want to say just peace and love to each and every one of you out there, especially all of you who have gotten readings this week. Because the readings have been really, as always, out of control. And especially when I know a lot of things are going on a universal level. And when we begin to bring our energies together and these readings off the hook, the Akashic Records readings. I mean, I have been so many places with you guys in so many different time zones. Excuse me. And discovered so many things that it has just been amazing. Still working on the baby lotus and the glowing lotus readings, getting those together, as well as the God Goddess Numerica Cosmic Record readings. Those have been amazing, and the sacred sessions. So you know you guys can always contact me. You want to get on that list, you want to get ready to get a reading, you can just email me question4blue@gmail.com. So I want to say thank you. And then also for all of you guys who have your Kim deck, which is the Know Your Magic, Oracle cards. Yes, they are coming. Yes, we had tons and tons. I send them out on a weekly basis. So don't forget, if you got your deck, don't forget, you're also going to get a PDF to go along with it. It's all of the channels that I came up with, and you'll be able to get a greater understanding of everything that went into that deck. Also, I have the a one-hour audio that goes into goes with it as well. The one-hour audio, if you are just the first time you've ever worked with a tool such as this, or maybe you're someone that has been working with these types of tools all your life, it's going to be something in there for you to really just kind of give you some more inspiration and direction to work with that. The Sister Pure Feminine Energy that channeled all of the artwork based on the channels that I got. Just amazing how that energy came together. So the decks are coming. The decks are out there. Don't forget to go over to www.missblueblast.com/cards and make sure that you put all of your feedback and information over there, because it's so helpful to everyone. I know you guys are sending me messages about what you're doing over on Facebook, and I love that too. And you're also sending us emails at Question for Blue, but it definitely will be valuable to put it over there so everyone can see we're all here learning and doing our work together to be in that particular space where we can do that. So, so now that we got that out the way as well, and also to everyone who purchased the audio workbook, yay for the audio workbook, because the audio workbook and the Know Your Magic deck, those two go hand in hand with each other. And just want to tell you guys, the best investment you can make is the investment in yourself. I've gotten some powerful feedback from the Know Your Magic audio workbook, and another show will go into it and talk about those because it really is life-changing for so many people. So those things all touch my heart. Now, let's talk about some upcoming events before we get ready to start getting down to the work. Here's some upcoming events. Brother Panic has another lecture. Brother Wayne Chandler is coming to the ATL, and he's going to be doing a lecture there with Brother Panic, and that lecture is going to be on the 24th, June 24th. So if you want to get in, I know a lot of you talked about going to the lecture, email Brother Panic at alanalectures@hotmail.com, alanalectures@hotmail.com. Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be going down there, and it's sure to be another amazing share. Now, speaking of Brother Wayne Chandler, he's going to be on the Remix Sunday night. Sunday night, Brother Wayne Chandler is coming. He's going to be talking about 2012, this lineup, really giving us some things that we can begin to do for ourselves now, some things that we can begin to do as we continue to move forward in the future, and really just begin to get ourselves in the best position energetically to receive all that is coming. So I had an amazing conversation with him, and it's just gonna be so great. You guys are gonna just love it so much as well. And Brother Wayne Chandler, I have a surprise too that we're gonna be talking about when Brother Wayne Chandler comes on tomorrow. He's gonna actually be giving away a very cool gift, and so we'll talk about that maybe a little later in the show. But he's got some really good goodies that he's going to be giving out as well. And somebody, a Remix listener, a very special Remix listener, is going to be able to get this. And I'll talk about sort of some of those things there. So now, I want to get something out the way because I've got a lot of emails on this. And if you guys remember, we talked about this, I think it was last year. So all of my Remix people, help me out. Let me know if it was last year we talked about it, or if it was this year that we talked about it. But I know we definitely talked about it. And those things that we definitely talked about. Oh, wow, this is too funny, you guys. Some of the things that we definitely talked about was one of the things that we talked about was about the zombies. Do you guys remember that show where I brought up about what the CDC was saying about zombies and what to do in case of a zombie attack? And matter of fact, if you go to the CDC, you will be able to see that they actually wrote an article. So it's interesting that now we're seeing that there's all these articles that's saying that the government is saying that, hey, they're not acknowledging none of this thing about zombies. Well, yeah, you did. And actually, the CDC put out a list of things to do, of what to do in case of a zombie attack. So all of these things were there, what to do if you should start to get attacked by zombies. So here's what I want you guys to know. It's a lot of, the Center for Disease Control is where it is. And I did a show on this, and many of you guys remember that. If you guys go back and take a look, they kind of brought this information out before it happened, and really some guidelines about how they would have certain things set up in case this zombie attack were to happen. And they really went step by step. It's a show. You guys can go back and download it. But here's what I want to tell you about that, is that one of the things that we have known is that all of these things have existed for a while. If they want to call them zombies, people doing these weird acts, we know that that this has existed for a while. We know that, okay? So I don't want you guys to say that, to get into the state of any kind of fear, any kind of state of, you know, having all of these anxieties about something that's been around since the beginning of time, okay? And know that this is why more than ever it is important that you begin to keep your mind focused and really begin to get into what I call your magic, so that you can really begin to understand where your energy is and where your energy is taking you. Because we have a choice, you know, we're all operating under free will. And so we have a choice about what we're going to do. And this is why it's important. You used to hear this saying, and some of you might have heard your grandmother say this, that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. And so this is about you really recognizing and owning your own free will. This is what this is about. This is what all of the work is about. This is why keeping yourself balanced and keeping yourself together is important. So this is why it's important for you to do this. It's not time to fear. These things have been out here since the beginning of time. And so remember, wherever thought goes, energy flows. I truly believe that. And so the more hype that we give to this, the more that you'll just begin to see this perpetuate itself. It's not anything new. For us, I have been in the conscious community. We know that zombies existed and still exist and have been around for a very long time. So I just kind of wanted to address that, got hit with a lot of questions of that. Just wanted to talk on that for just a moment. So lots of energy that's going on. The first thing that I want to talk to you guys about, you know that everything that we've been hearing is about Venus going in transit. And when is this supposed to happen? Venus is supposed to go in transit on the 5th towards the 6th. This is when they're telling you Venus is going in transit. One of the things I want you guys to hear, and I want you to know, that Venus is actually in transit tonight, right now, as we speak. Venus is already in transit. We're going to talk about how we know that. And a lot of you that I've connected with this week is going to verify this and say that you know it too. Venus has already been in transit. She has already been in transit. And so there are certain things that we're going to begin to do, and we're actually going to do it tonight so that you can begin to get yourself in the best position. Begin to line yourself up so that you can begin to receive, really be in the best position to receive all of the downloads. You know how I talk about download, download, download? Well, so that you can begin to receive this download tonight. So it's going to be very, very important, particularly when we open up the phone line and I begin to do the solar reading tonight. If you don't do the meditation, I don't want you to call in. And there's going to be a reason for that, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about Venus being in transit. By the way, you guys, know that you can go over to the Remix family page and you can begin to post some links there. You can talk about the show there. We'll have that open and available. And you can also go over to Twitter as well, too, if you want to go over to Twitter. We'll get a hashtag for tonight. Somehow tonight we'll get a hashtag for tonight and talk about those things on Twitter as well. But I want to also talk to you guys about the upcoming classes. So first, I want to talk to you about the upcoming classes. There is going to be a Kim business class, a Know Your Magic business class. And this Kim business class is actually going to be in the Kundalini Lab. And it's going to be about the business of self. It's going to be a 3-week class. And I'm so excited about this class because it's been a while since I've been able to have this class, have it going on, but it's going to be, you're going to really enjoy it. You're going to enjoy this class. It's going to be 3 weeks. And during the class, we'll meet once a week for a couple of hours. We'll be in the Kundalini lab. We'll be doing work. I know a lot of you have sent emails and said that you're interested in this class. We're going to be very hands-on in this class. One of the things that you will need for the class that we're going to be doing is the Kim deck. So we'll talk about that before we close out tonight. We'll touch on it again a little bit on Sunday, and I'll be sending out an e-blast. So again, if you're interested, email me at questionforglue@gmail.com. But you're going to need the Kim deck, and you're going to also have a, oh, you're just going to have a wonderful, wonderful time in that class. I'm excited. I'm excited to announce who's going to be working with me in the class and just everything that is going to be going on. So now, back to what we're talking about. We're going to be talking about Venus in transit tonight, this particular energy of Venus, where it is, what's going on with it. I was doing some research, actually, on Venus, but I was actually doing some research on really just about things that are going on. And this phenomenon that we're able to take part in at this particular time in our life, this phenomenon that is about to take part at this particular moment in our life, even though it will be new to us in this state of consciousness on the planet, what many of us are feeling because we have, what many of us are feeling because we have experienced this in many other lifetimes, we're going to be able to know the energy, know what it is, and really begin to connect with the feeling and how it is. And so this is a lot what you're feeling too, because for a lot of us, this is not the very first time that we've actually been on the planet and really had this consciousness about Venus being in transit before. We know this particularly because of the Akashic Record readings that I've done, and I've done thousands to date. But this is really about this particular energy. There are some other things that also is going to show that this Venus in transit is something that for millennia our ancestors coming out of ancient Kemet have known as well too. And I want you guys to begin to take a look at some of the things that really kind of verify this. And that has a lot to do with the energy of where it goes into talking about the headdress. When you begin to look at a lot of the goddesses, particularly those, and we're going to say coming out of Kemet, you will notice that on their headrest, they actually have the sun disk there. They have the horns and that sun disk. Now, there is a book, and I'm going to tell you guys what the name of this book is in just a moment. I'm going to get that for you. That really shows that even during ancient Kemetic times, that really a lot of this energy that was being played out, that was really being mapped out, was really coming from the observation of really understanding that Venus, that connection between Venus, is also the connection between the goddesses and the gods as well. You'll see this headdress. I don't want to get too deep into that, but I want to let you guys know that there is, when you begin to look at some of these symbolisms, you will begin to even recognize and understand that all of these things are connected. Even when we begin to talk about the energy of Venus and how it's beginning to line itself up and really come into this particular place. The other thing that I wanted to tell you guys as we begin to talk about what needs to happen for us is to recognize that this energy of Venus has a lot to do with the solar plex. It has a lot to do with the solar plex energy. And forgive me for just a moment, you guys, because I'm kind of losing track here, and I want to stay on track. But I want to talk about the solar plex and talk about this energy that comes out of the solar plex. The energy that begins to come out of the area of the solar plex chakra is important energy. This energy really begins to line itself up with a lot of the cosmic energy, a lot of the energy that is going on with all of the planets, and the energy that is beginning to just flow all over the world. This is actually one of the portal places. I was speaking with Brother Wayne Chandler about this today, and he was telling me that this solar plex area, that it was actually the place where the pulse is. This is the place that connects you to the astral realm. And so a lot of the ways that we're getting in, we talk about beginning to get in through the astral realm from coming in through the crown chakra, which that's also another portal that we actually receive information. But another major portal is coming in right through the solar plex area. Now, I want you to begin to look at the three energies, and we're talking about those things of the lower mental body when we start to talk about the solar plex chakra. The solar plex chakra really begins to set itself in that position, that seat of power, when we look at it. And for those of you who have the Kim deck, I want you to pull out that card. It's actually card number 40 in the Kim deck, the solar plex chakra. And if you begin to look at the solar plex chakra, it's card number 40. And for those of you who don't have the Kim deck, you can actually look right here on where the spinner is, and the chat room, and you can see the cards there. Can you guys see that? I want you to begin to see the cards there. So you can see the solar plex chakra. This is also the place when we talk about records. You know, I deal with records all the time, the Akashic records. I do that in the reading, the God Goddess reading, and actually all of the readings. This is the place where I call, this is the records. This is where all of your records of your emotions are being kept and being stored. So any emotion that you have experienced in this lifetime, many other lifetimes, any energies that you have come into, this is really where these emotions have been stored. This is also the place of where your willpower is. This is where your willpower is. It also is the seat of where your self-esteem is too. Now, we know that the solar plex chakra, when we look at it from the traditional scale, this is actually, it sits in that third chakra seat, which has a lot to do with that energy of the Trinity, which also ties itself back to Venus as well. But I want us to take a look at the base chakra, the root chakra here, and then begin to look at the sacral chakra, the base chakra, which is red. And then you have the sacral chakra, which is there, which is orange. And then you have the solar plex chakra. Now, right after we leave the solar plex chakra, we come immediately into the heart chakra. Now, here's something I want you to begin to think about. What colors do you have to put together to make the color orange? What colors go into making orange? Does anybody know? There you go, Griffin. Red and yellow. Red and yellow make orange. Here's one of the key things that I want you guys to really get from this message tonight, is really beginning to understand how the lower mental body begins to work together so that that rise of what we call Kundalini energy can begin to take us into that portal, which immediately leads us into the heart. And we know the heart is the place where the physical and the spiritual world both meet. the heart being a major portal as well. So you have the red chakra, the base chakra, the root chakra, and you also have the solar plex chakra. Those two must come together in order for the sacral chakra to be birthed. And I want you to understand that this is why it's important when we start to talk about those things of the root chakra to have those things in place to be balanced. And so some of those things that is needed, it's about you honoring your whole temple, honoring every part of yourself. It's about understanding those things of your human nature and really getting yourself grounded. So this base chakra, this root chakra, is so important that you get these things in alignment. And you're going to be able to tell after leaving here tonight whether or not you have these things in the place of where it is. And so the base chakra, these things come together. And then you have the solar plex chakra. This is where the records of your emotion is. It's where your self-esteem is and where your willpower lies. If these two do not come together, you will not get to that point of the sacral chakra. This is where the creativity is. This is where your sexual energy is. This is really where you let the emotions flow. So they really, all three of them work together simultaneously. They work as one collective group together. And all of them sit in the lower, what we would call on the astro, the lower mental body or the lower half of your body. So when we start to look at even the solar plex area, it's a lot of things that is encompassed what we call your solar plex. When we're looking at the anatomy of the physical body for the solar plex. So within the solar plex, you have the root chakra, you have the sacral chakra, and you also have the solar plex chakra. All three of them exist within the physical temple of the solar plex. Does that make sense when I say that? All three of these energies coincide with themselves into this one particular area. Now, last year I talked about the significance of the color orange. And that this is where we were moving into this area and that you would start to see this color of this reddish sort of orange everywhere. And these colors have been coming out in clothing. You've seen them in every single place that you can go. You've seen this color, really just this burst of color really coming out. Also, one of the other things that I spoke about towards the end of the year is how this would be the year that had a lot to do with fire energy, fire energy. And we've seen lots of things being sparked by fire. Fire has a lot to do with pain, and fire has a lot to do with passion. And we're going to get into both of those tonight to understand and recognize the significance of understanding where your pain is so that you can understand where your passion lies. So that portal, or in that meridian, that area of those meridians that live in that area of where your navel portal is important. It's an important area, whether you are on this planet as masculine energy or feminine energy. Okay? And so it really is important. We're going to be talking about how to begin to line this energy up, and this is a big part of where the meditation is going to take you into. I could bombard you guys with a whole lot of facts and a whole lot of things of that, but I'm not going to do that because I know you guys are remixers and I know you know how to do your, research, but I'm going to give you a book that really kind of goes into this and explains a whole lot about this information of these lower mental body points, these different meridians coming together, is the book called The Wheels of Life. If you do not have this book called The Wheels of Life, and it's by, I'll spell the author's name, A-N-O-D-E-A, last name Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H. It is a must, must have. It's a must have. You definitely want to get this book. It is a must. Get it. It really goes through not just the chakras of understanding just about the chakra system, but really taking you in on an energetic level. She does an excellent job of helping you to understand it across different polarities and really helping you to do the correspondence with so much. She goes into so many different things. This has been a gem for me. I see some of you are saying you already got it, but if you don't have The Wheels of Life, it is one of those books that you must have within your library. You should get it. Mm-hmm. You should definitely get it. It is really, really a great reference point, and it goes into, and even in her book in chapter 10, she takes you through and tells you how all of these things are beginning to connect themselves. And so it's a really, really excellent, excellent book. So I recommend you guys definitely go and begin to get into that. So now I want to bring you to this. Oh, wonderful. I want to bring you to this particular area here, you guys. I want us to talk about this area, the solar plex chakra, the navel portal. And it's a lot of this talk that has been going on lately. And I want you guys to understand what this is. When we start to talk about the collective unconscious, and how the collective unconscious comes together, I want you guys to also know that the collective unconscious also exists within you. Brother Panic came on the show, and he was talking about the altar and how it was important to really set your altar up correctly, because this is about you altering your states of consciousness. And so one of the things that I added to that, and I'm going to tell you guys here, I want you to think of everything as it has to do with you as the United States. We know that according to a lot of the teaching, that the rise will come in the East, right? We know that the rise, is going to come in the West. I said the East. It's going to come in the West. We know that that rise is coming in the West, that this is where the rise is, where we are here, the walking gods and gods on the planet and goddesses on the planet. This is a big part of that mythology that's being played out right now, and we can see that. But when you begin to think about as above, so below, I want you to also think of as without, so within. And so it's been a lot of talk about this, and we're going to be doing some work about this, about the grand unification theory. I know you guys are familiar with the grand unification theory, and the brother who actually began to bring this concept to the planet now, taking those things of ancient times and bringing those things of things to come and really expressing these things when it comes to the collective consciousness and the grand unification theory. Well, here's what I want you guys to remember, is that your solar plex chakra is where this energy lies. This is why we call this your gut. The gut is where the grand unification theory is. So when you're trying to pull this collective consciousness together, or as I would like to call your United States, to bring your United States together. The United States are the different states of your consciousness. Your gut feeling never lies. That is your collective consciousness coming online for you. Your collective consciousness coming online with you. I hope you guys really can hear me now. This is why your gut, when you say you have that gut feeling, it never lies, because this is this grand unification. This is the United States. This is where the United States lives within you. It is you uniting all of those different states of consciousness. These are the different states of consciousness from the past, the present, and a lot of times for those things in the future, because they all exist simultaneously at one time. The gut feeling never lies. This is your intuition, the intuitive point that lives within you, that lives immediately within you, and everything that is about you. This is exactly where the state of consciousness is. So this is where all of your emotional records are. This is where the pain and the passion is. This is even, yes, as Brother Bobby Hemmett would say, where the soul resides, the solar plex. And what is actually happening at this particular moment, no matter where you're listening from around the world, is that the soul, the United States, the gut, the collective unconscious is coming back online. You're bringing that energy back online. This is the significance of Venus crossing over. But the key here is that you have to be ready to have this crossing and prep yourself to be in the position, the best position, so that you can have that happen at this particular time. At this particular time. To have this energy, to have this transit, to have this energy to transcend itself, to cross over. And so I know that you guys are ready to do that, because I am so ready to do that. We haven't even danced tonight yet, because tonight is really about the celebration, and it's really about understanding these connections. And then once we do a little bit of dancing, we're going to talk about some other things, and then we're going to go into the meditation, and then we're going to talk some more, and then we're going to open up the phone line. So peace and greetings, everyone. I want to welcome you here live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. As we get ready to just really continue this amazing share here tonight. So good to see you guys in the house. I know Amsterdam is in the house. I know the UK is in the house, China. Japan is in the house. All parts of Australia is in the house. Also Africa in the house. UK, London, all of the international, Jamaica, the Bahamas. Don't forget all of the islands and everyone out there. So good to see you guys in the house tonight. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. And I want to tell you guys this, but we're going to talk about it in a minute. We're going to talk about it in a minute, and you'll understand all of this energy here. But let's hear Baby Blue.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. That's Baby Blue. That's right. If nothing else moves you, life will. Life certainly will. If nothing else moves you, life will. Okay, you guys. So now we're going to get ready to dance. We're actually going to have, let's see what we're going to have here. We're going to actually have, we're actually going to have two songs play here. We're going to have two songs. We're going to have two songs play here, and I'll tell you why in a minute, if we can get this other song to come on up. And then, woo, look at the phone lines. Are you guys pressing one already? Wow. Oh, yeah, the energy is high tonight. The energy is so high tonight. Good to see everyone in the house tonight. Yes, yes. So, tonight is about all of us being together, because we know that each and every time that we come together, we are creating these, really, we're creating this divine energy that is out here in the universe. And so we are all connected from all parts of the world. We're going to dance. We're going to really get ourselves hyped and really just get ready to receive the rest of this energy for this evening. And we are all, everyone is a part of each other. And that's what I love about it so much, is that we are all a part of each other. And that's a big part of what we're going to be talking about tonight, how we are all connected, how we're all a part of each other. And, you know, we're going to be listening to a song here. And, of course, nobody else could have brought this message to us in such a divine way other than, who else? Michael Jackson. No other person could have brought this message so clear. And this was one of the channels that came through for the show tonight. And so we will be playing a selection by Michael Jackson that is so perfect for what is going on. And this actually came out so many, many years ago. And it really was for this time right now. And all of the words and everything in it speaks to it, even from the planets lining up, even from being in the right position, even from the solar plex energy, and just really understand that, you know, really just how amazing his energy is, and how he really understood what was going on, So here we go. I want everyone to stand up. That is the baby, the children, the cats, the dogs, the birds, and, you know, everyone, get yourselves up. I want you to stand yourself up and really just get ready to receive this information here tonight as we get ready to get into the share. And, move around, you guys. We're going to do this. This is just so divine to have you guys with me here in the remix tonight. No other place I'd rather be than right here with you guys. So here we go. Here we go.
We're taking over.
All right, you guys. Perfect. We are live in the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and we're going to get ready to get into the meditation here. Just one moment. Give me just one second. I promise you guys, it's a... Oh, wow. Hold on one second, you guys. Thank you guys so much for your patience tonight. It's like, wow. It is like, wow. Can you guys hear me? Can everybody hear me? Okay, I'm all tangled up over here. But I'm about to get myself out of this tangle little thing I'm doing right here, which is really some good things. I'm trying to, I want to get you guys, I want to get us in the position. I knew that song would be perfect for us. Like I said, that channel came through with Mike. And if you listen to the words, Mike is talking about the planets lining up, you know, and that we're really just understanding how we're all just a part of each other and that we're all one, you know, and that's so important to know. And even recognizing of how to bring sort of that collective consciousness, of course, it's important that we bring it together as it exists within ourselves, but also as the collective consciousness also exists within, you know, within the universe too. And this is really just this amazing lineup that we've been talking about for so long. This is a big part of that lineup and how the lineup is coming together and how it's coming together. Okay, so here we go. All right, you guys, I'm looking over some things right here. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Welcome to the remix. I want to play another song, too, before we get ready, because there's going to be some other things that I need to tell you guys. And as we get ready to get to this particular point, to get ready to dance, to get ready to bring ourselves where we need to be and to understand the energy that is coming online and everything that is happening at this particular time. And so we're going to dance one more time here. I know it's kind of unexpected, but I got to get rid of some of this energy before we get ready. I'm going to let you guys know what this is all about. I promise you in a minute, it's sure to be a great treat. So we're going to be dancing again right here. So just stay with me, you guys. I know you guys are with me. So here we go, okay? So this is a throwback. This is a throwback, but a perfect throwback to understand about what is going on. And I couldn't really describe how I was feeling with the energy right now because I really feel so mellow and relaxed, but I also feel like I could just get up and maybe just go running, or I feel like I could go dancing. I feel like I could do a whole bunch of things. So what I'm going to do is we're going to play this. This is a throwback for some of you guys, all of my East Coast peeps. I know you guys can relate to this. All of the UK, you guys can relate to this too. And so see, you guys are saying you feel the same way I do. You feel that way. It's like this energy is like really, really rising. So here we go. We're going to jam to this, and then we're going to come back, settle ourselves down, and get ready to do the meditation.
Extra, read all about it. Houdini dropped the number one in everybody's face. Hands digging, they call this one Grandmaster Lee's Funky Beat.
Bill and Lebo.
Right here and now, I do
hear my records in the club, as well as the street. So to all you MCs that's looking for idols, the bill's my name, that's the rest of my title. This beat here will be served and deserved. We'll rock on point, turn all curves. We'll rock every beat with the greatest of ease. And if you try and drum roll us, for Bob and Reed, we'll slip and slip, tear off our shirts, just to show you what it's like when a rap is at work. So from now until the man who we feel is gonna go rocking on the wheel to steal.
You guys, all right, there you go, a little bit of Funky Bee, a little bit of Funky Bee, a little bit of Funky Bee. So now we're going to get ready to get ourselves in the situation so that we can begin to get ready for the meditation that we're about to go through and really just get in a very good space. The reason for the meditation and one of the things that I was able to see just in really getting this channel and understanding this energy of Venus coming online was really about things to come. And it sort of started back during that time when we did the show of things to come. And so this is about things to come that is happening right now at this particular time. So remember, Venus is already in transit. Venus is making the transit right now. And so we're going to be at that perfect mark so that we can begin to receive this energy and just get ourselves into the lineup. And by doing this meditation, it's going to assist you with lining up this energy, lining up this energy to receive the download. So when the fifth and the sixth come, and Venus is at the highest point, then there will be nothing for you to particularly do on that day other than the ritual that I'm going to give you and anything else that you want to do. But you're going to be in perfect alignment to receive these downloads. And so I'm excited about this because this is something that I'll be doing as well. And so I invite you guys to do this for me. So now let's talk about what's going to happen over the course of the next couple of days as this lineup begins to happen. And one of the things that I want you guys to know is that this particular lineup and this energy when it comes to Venus, over the course, and I want you guys to hear me because I get a lot of emails on this, anyone who is trying to conceive a child, to become pregnant, as they say, to really bring a baby into this world, this is the perfect time for you. Over the course of these next days, starting from now all the way up until the 6th, this is the perfect time, as Marvin Gaye would say, to let's get it on. Because if you want to begin to receive, conceive a child, become pregnant, you can do that. Now, this is also the perfect time for those of us who is trying to become pregnant and not just the classical way of becoming pregnant, but becoming pregnant with thoughts, new ideas, new things to do, new ways of doing things, and really begin to get into a different energy. This is the perfect time. We can do it at any time, but right now we have a lot of universal energy that is going on with us, and so we can begin to line ourselves up with this particular date. Now, let's get ready. I was going to talk about some energy when it comes to Tarot and the five-point star, but I'm not going to do that. Let's prep ourselves because I need you guys to meet me somewhere so we can start this meditation. And so tonight, everybody, I don't care who it is, but you will be able to go on a date tonight. And so I'm excited about going on a date. I'm excited about going on a date tonight. And so all of you guys will be able to go on a date tonight as well, too. We're all going to go on a date. And so what this meditation is going to do tonight is that it's going to really begin to clear the space for the landing of the solar disk. And this landing of the solar disk is going to be very, very critical for the times that is coming up. And so now we're going to get ready to clear this space. So let's do it. You guys ready? What I want you to do is I want you to get yourself in a nice, comfortable position. If you have anything that is binding you or anything that is holding you, I want you to release that from yourself. And I want you to release that. Release that, you know, take off your shoes, unbuckle your belt, you know, if maybe your brassiere is holding you, you know, you may want to unloose that, you know, you may want to take your hair down, you know, anything that may be binding you, I want you to free yourself from it. Take your shoes, take your socks off. You know, just get yourself to be in a comfortable position. And the place that we're going to meet, some of you might have experienced this. You might have been in this place before. I know I have been in this place. But we're meeting at a very significant place, and there's a reason that we're meeting at this place as well. We're meeting at what I call, or what is called, the IDL. And we're meeting here at the IDL for a reason. And we're meeting at the place, it's the International Dateline. I don't know about how many of you, depending on what part of the planet that you live on, but a lot of times I know when traveling, what happens is you go across what's called the International Dateline. That International Dateline where we're going to be meeting at, that International Dateline where we're going to be meeting at is where the line in front of us, or where you can see one to one side of you, you're actually going to see where there is daylight. And then on the other side, if you look, you can see the moon and you can see the stars and you can see the night sky. So on one side, it would be the day sky, and on the other side, it would be the night sky. And I know when flying and taking trips, it is something that the pilots like to they always like to announce it, that we're going across the International Dateline, and they'll tell you, if you look out to the window on your right, you can see the daytime, you can see the sun, and you can see the day sky. Or if you look out to the window to your left, you can see the moon and the night sky. It really is a very, very unique feeling. And I know the brother here, Shabazz in the chat room here, was saying that he experienced it, and I know some of you guys have too. But just being in that place whenever you're traveling, yes, and Z is saying when they went to Europe, yes, when you're in that particular space, I remember sort of this really releasing, sort of surreal experience of just seeing it. And being in that place of stillness at that moment, because you're there for a minute. It's not something that instantly goes away. But if you've never experienced it, you'll get a chance to do it right here tonight. Now, what's interesting about the International Dateline is that the International Dateline is really just that point where you're crossing what they call the prime meridians. And interesting enough, the energy centers in our body are called meridians. We have many different meridian points within our body as well. So another example of as without, so within. So they don't call these things meridians for no reason. You have meridians in your body where you have this International Dateline that you cross. And that crossing point of this International Dateline, as we call it, is right in the solar plex, where the records of all of your emotion and these energies is. This is where you cross that. This is where the crossing happens. This crossing happens here, and then it begins to move itself into that place of the next chakra, which is the heart. It's the place where the physical and the spiritual world both meet. It's where these two come together. So that landing place, that place of where this is, that solar plex area, the solar plex chakra, is this International Dateline. And so tonight is a date with destiny tonight. And this is where a lot of the energy of your divine destiny is lying. So let's do this meditation. After the meditation, we're going to talk about that, talk about these things of pain and passion, because pain and passion both live in the same place. And in order for you to get to your passion, you have to understand where the pain is, because your pain will shut your passion completely down. So if you're having problems finding your passion, it's because you have been ignoring your pain. So you have to travel across these meridians, check on all of these emotions, and really stay in that place of stillness to really begin to open up and clear the space so that this energy, this solar energy that is coming, that is being played out here as Venus makes her transit and really begin to connect herself with the energy of Mars. Because they actually go together. And even in ancient Kemet, when you've seen the goddess, or you've seen the pharaoh Ty. You've seen her, the queen Ty, as she wears the sun disc. And you also see Thutmose III as he wears the sun disc. It's very few times. Amenhotep, you will see with sitting side by side as they sit in the chair, him and his consort, both of them have the sun disc on, symbolic of representing the two energies, one being that Venus energy and the other one being the Mars energy, because this is something that has existed since the beginning of time. Our ancestors knew this. And so every time Venus would go into transit and you begin to follow the different dynasties coming out of ancient Kemet, you would also see this procession of them wearing either the gods and goddesses, the goddesses primarily, excuse me, the goddesses wearing the sun disc representing Venus. You would see that even going back to Hatshepsut. She is wearing that sun disc, and throughout her range, if you look at the timelines of when these transits are going on with Venus, you will see the rise of that feminine energy being represented all throughout the Kemetic history. And so I'll tell you guys where you can do some more research on this as we continue. But also, one other thing before we get started, I want to bring to your attention is that you can also really begin to think about Venus in this five-point star. And there's been a lot of research that has gone on with this five-point star and giving significant dates of when, okay, dates and also these dates and also beginning to see when, what is significant and what took place during these particular times, to see what actually took place, what was going on, what was happening at this particular time. And one of the things is this guy, his name is Robert Laurer, and I think it's spelled L-A-W-L-O-R. Now, one of the times where this Venus rising, Venus in transit happened was during the year of his birth, which he was born in 1939. And if you guys don't know who he is one of the key landmark figures who really began to put sacred geometry into place. It happened during this time. There's also going to be so many other things that is significant. Edgar Cayce was born in 1877. Another time, really, where Venus was making her rise. There's a lot of significance that go when it even comes to us as African-American people during this particular time, coming out of Kemet, things happening all the way up until now. Every single one of these people who were born during this particular time, during these times, was talking about the rise. And talking about this lineup that we are now here witnessing. They were born during these significant times. Let me give you the date. Two dates that really stood out to me, and I'll tell you guys why. One of them is 1822, and the other time is 1966. The reason these two dates stood out, not just to me, but they also stood out to everyone who's done the research on this as well, is during 1822 and 1966, this was a time that Venus was at the highest, the brightest, the most energy, and these things were going on. And so what this particular lineup happening, because you know the procession goes in 8 years, and then it's followed by a four-year, and then it just continues to make the rotation. Those 2 years there, 1966 stands out to me because that was the year that I was born. So, you know, we know there is no accident. But 1966 is the year that I was born. The other time is 1994, 1998, 1877, 1881, 1885, 1908, 1904, 1939, 1935, and 1931. 31. So I know when Brother Wayne Chandler comes on, he's going to be speaking more about this in detail with a lot of information about the five points of the star and what these five points on this star really begin to represent, and even the correlation when it comes to the eight-point star and how they all begin to tie themselves in together. And also, when it comes into the energy of understanding what the morning star is or the evening star, this is the point where the international dateline is, exists. The power is right in the middle. The power lives within the solar plex. This is also the pulse point. You know, Brother Wayne Chandler was telling me, the pulse point that takes you out into the astral realm. So many of us, when we're trying to do these things, and a lot of people, a lot of you guys are trying to astral travel and get out into the astral to go to other worlds and go that, this is one of the major portals. So this is really, really some big energy, and tonight is the time. We're at exactly on the East Coast time at 12:03. So a perfect time for us to get into that gateway energy, that Trinity energy. And let's do the meditation. So I will see you guys on the other side of this.
Perfect. I see that you made it here. Now, I want you to stop right where you are. And I want us to stay right here in this place of stillness for a moment. We're going to begin to do some movements. And we're going to slowly begin to reach out. But first, I want you to take note that if you look directly in front of you, you're going to see right here at this international dateline, you're going to see right in front of you, you're going to see the sun, and you're also going to see the day sky. And now, if you just slowly turn yourself around and begin to look the opposite direction, you're going to see the moon, and you're going to see the night sky. I want you to just stay in this place of stillness right here for just a moment. Close your eyes. Focus on your breathing. And I want you to begin to connect with that inner pulse, that inner rhythm, that inner beat. That's it. Right there. Right there. Excellent. And now, I want you to begin, as you stay in this place and begin to energize yourself, feel this energy as it begins to come in through the top of your head and just really begin to bathe your body. This really, really golden white light as it travels and makes its way all the way down to your belly, right there in that center. So now, what I want you to focus on is breathing, breathing. And now also, I want you to begin in your mind's eye as you stand here, right here, at this international dateline. I want you to begin to stretch. And I want you to begin to really begin to expand yourself as far as you can. That's it. Excellent. Now, I want you to begin to move, just however the rhythm is moving you, begin to move, begin to move. Feel the warmth as it begins to come over you, and allow this rhythm to begin to lift you up, the movement. It's very healing, it's very soothing, it's warming, and it's also cooling at the same time. Now, as you stand in this place, what you're going to do is you're going to call on the self to awaken that part of your journey. I want you to begin to do that, to tap into that energy of the self. Now, I want you to begin to reach up, and I want you to reach up towards the sun, and then begin to call the yellow rays, the rays of light, the rays of creation, the rays of consciousness. This is the spark of the fire. Call upon the rays to burn within you, to temper your passion and your strength. With strength, we know that we can fight the darkness. Pushing and straining, we realize a part of ourselves, a part of our strength, and a part of our fears. Yes. Pain and passion both live in the same place. And at this unique time, I want you to begin to really focus yourself right on your solar plex energy. And I want you to begin to target those rays. See them coming in, the rays of the sun, as they begin to come right in through your solar plex. You can begin to feel the rising energy as it begins to move itself in a circular motion all around clockwise, right there in the solar plex chakra. And so now, as you begin to feel this energy, I want you to take note of all of your emotions, every emotion. Think about the times that you felt happy. Think about the times that you were filled with joy. I want you to think about the times when you felt your fears. I want you to think about the time that you felt angry, sad, or upset. I want you to begin to think about the time that you felt the energy of love coming through you. Because this is the center, this is the portal where all of the emotions are kept in the records, in your divine records. And I want you to begin to separate them. I want you to begin to spin all of the emotions that made you feel good. I want you to begin to spin them in a clockwise motion. There you go. See them as they begin to rotate round and round and round and round. That's it. Keep breathing. And so now what I want you to do, those emotions, those things of anger, pain, hurt, sadness, when you've been upset, when you've even been in rage, I want you to see those emotions and I want you to begin to spin them counterclockwise. That's it. Round and round. And so now you have this beast of chaos that is spinning and spinning and spinning. And now what I want you to do with a nice deep breath, I want you to begin to breathe in and I want you to begin to push all of that energy down, straight down the middle, straight down the middle, just like the international dateline where you're standing. And all of those things that have brought you great, happy, wonderful, loving emotions, I want you to begin in your mind's eye to push them into the horizon of where you see the sun. Push them into the horizon of where you see the sun. Push them to that side. And for all of the emotions that cause you sadness, that really took away from your self-esteem, that really took away your willpower, I want you to begin to push them to the other side of darkness so that you're making this path. You're making this path so that the light that is coming in, can begin to travel and travel and find its way clearly through the solar plex on up. Excellent. So push those emotions to the side. Push those emotions to the side. Push those things into the sunlight. There you go. Excellent. 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 Now, begin to think of times when you knew your power. I want you to begin to focus on the times when you felt this connection, when you felt this strength. I want you to think of the times when the power flowed through you, just like the warmth of the sun. I want you to begin to think of the times, and I want you to feel them now. feel the time when you knew and you were in the highest point as you are right now at this moment, the highest point of when you knew this power, this flame that has been sparked within you. Now, as you begin to see this, the more that you begin to see this, you can feel your body beginning to radiate more and more. Excellent. More and more. You are a channel for power around you. You are in that place where you know what your will is, your purpose is. I want you to stand there. Feel the connection as it begins to glow through you, as it begins to move through you. Yes, continue to breathe in and out, in and out. The more that you feel this energy rising, I want you to begin to smile. Bring that sunshine all the way to the surface as this golden light and the rays of the sun begin to bathe you. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Excellent. Everything, the fire is growing higher and brighter. And the power is flowing through you effortlessly. It's very calming. And you are one. You are one with this power. And it is one with you. And now in your gut, you can feel the connection between yourself and the connection between the universe and all and everyone and their consciousness. All become one. Now, when I count to three, on three, I want you to begin to open your eyes very clear about every emotion that has been recorded in your solar plex. One, two, three. All right, everyone, I'll give you just a moment to kind of get yourself together. They are coming out of that meditation. Just to let you guys know, that came straight from Venus, straight from the energy of Venus, and channeled right here for you guys. Peace and greetings, everyone, and welcome to the remix as we continue here. Cosmic Waves, the Cosmic Waves of Venus and the Solar Return. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. To call in as we begin, we're going to be doing some solar readings here tonight, or I'm going to be doing solar readings here tonight with you guys as well, too. And I want you guys to know this, is that if you did not do the meditation, do not call in. This is really just for those who went through the meditation. Really, these are just some of the things that I picked up spiritually. So if you did the meditation and you want to call in, you want to get that solar lineup, then we can begin to do that. And peace and love to you guys. I'm so thankful for you guys to be able to receive this. We're going to go straight to the phone line so we can get right to it and get it. I'll be asking you guys a couple of questions. Asking you guys a couple of questions. I'm so glad that you guys made this divine date that was here tonight, and it's good to have you here. So let's go to the phone lines, and let's get ready to get started. We're going to go to the phone lines, calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. Belinda.
Greetings to you, Belinda. First, Belinda, thank you so much for calling in. The first question I want to ask you is, I want you to give me an alphabet. I want you to begin to think about the alphabet, and I want you to give me an alphabet. Just pick a letter.
M.
The letter M. Perfect. And then the other thing I want you to do is I want you to pick a number between 1 and 100.
62.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And then one more thing, Belinda, I want to tell you. One more thing that I want to tell you is that I want you to also tell me about the meditation and what did you get out of the meditation?
Oh, I got a lot. I got this calming feeling that came over me. I felt like I was, I don't know, something sunny and magnificent. My body just felt different. Like I was surrounded by, I don't know, feeling of protection.
A feeling of protection. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Of how you put that. Thank you so much. Now, one of the things that I want you to think about here is because this is what's going to be really, really significant. I'm hearing everyone in the room, people be telling me that fire, they felt energy coming out of their fingers, and they really was seeing their passion, things that they're passionate about, and their purpose is there. And that's really what this energy is clearing the space for. It's clearing the space for where your pain is, and where your passion is. So I want to talk about that a little bit here, Belinda, so that you can really see this alignment up and you can see where your passion is lying for you and really begin to recognize those things of understanding your pain. I want you, Belinda, to think about 5 years ago. Excuse me. I want you to think about 5 years ago. Because this is something that's coming up for me from Spirit, is that 5 years ago, there were some significant changes that went on in your life. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And these changes that I see, and I'm going to get right to it because I know we have a lot of people on the line and talk about this, but I want to really give you some great things so that you can begin to work with this. But 5 years ago, when you had these changes go on, it did a couple of things for you. Because of this, because it involved a separation and a breakup, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. These five years ago when this breakup happened, what happened, it destroyed a big part of what was your inner light, you know, what your inner light was, about how you could see yourself in that inner light, really about how you were able to trust yourself. And when you used to know when something was right and when something was wrong and which way to go and what to do. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Yeah. So some of the things that I want you to begin to do, and this is going to be significant. This is a part of the ritual that I'm going to be giving out. And that has a lot to do with this particular energy, is that pain from that relationship, that pain from that particular breakup, that really you've done a lot of work on yourself, but it's still very hard for you to begin to get over that particular relationship and really get back into the place of really trusting yourself. I want you to know that I want you to begin to do this, and this is for any of you guys out there listening that may be going through the same thing. What you're going to do is I want you to write down all of that pain on a piece of paper.
Okay.
I want you to write down that pain that you felt, that pain that you were dealing with, all of these things that was connected with this relationship, because this really helped to really propel you where you are. And you shut down a part of yourself there. You shut down a big part of your heart there from that particular pain. And so when it comes to you moving into where your passion is and what is connected with you, I want you to know this, even though you couldn't begin to understand this in this relationship, but truly you are a healer, Belinda. Have you heard that before? Did you know that?
I sort of did.
Yeah. You are truly a healer. And I want you to hear this. The thing was, though, in this relationship, it wasn't for you to heal. Does that make sense when I say that? It wasn't for you to heal.
Okay.
It wasn't. But a big part of your passion and the work that you are to do here has a lot to do with healing. Okay. I want to take you back a little bit further, and I want you to think about those situations in your childhood that reminded you so much of this pain and this particular relationship. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And I also want to tell you about, and I want you to think about this. I want you to think about when you were a child and that feeling of rejection, that actually that rejection that came from your mother. Do you remember feeling, coming home, sitting at the table, feeling this rejection?
Yes, most, yeah. It wasn't a lot of love there.
Right.
But I just, as a child, you know, we never did have really have a childhood, so I just tried to overlook a lot of things.
Right. But I want you to see that this overlooking, you really didn't overlook. This is a lot of what you're holding in your solar plexus chakra, that it is there. And so when you're having these other relationships, this is where a lot of that pain is going to in the relationships and in this particular relationship. But you can release this. You can write these painful things down, really begin to write these things down. And then I want you to, when it comes to the fifth, when Venus makes its transition, to take that and sign it and release it and burn it on that day to release that energy.
Okay.
I know you had a question for me, so now I will let you ask that question for me as well.
I don't know. I've been trying to do a lot of things with the meditation for myself, and I've learned a lot of things.
Yes.
I've tried to let, I work so hard at trying to let things go, and I don't know what this hold it is got on me, because I try to let things go.
Right.
It's like I'm bumping my head up against the wall. I don't know what it is. I looked inside myself, try to let, look at the past, my childhood, like you said, and everything. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something there that I just keeps holding me back.
You're right.
I don't know what it is. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move on, but I'm blocking myself, and I know that.
Right. Well, here's two things. One, I want to tell you I love you so much, and I'm so glad that you're here to do this meditation tonight so that you can begin to see these things that is really blocking you from really getting into that energy of understanding this. And it has a lot to do with how you see yourself. How you see yourself, that perception of when you look in the mirror, that reflection of how you see yourself, how you honestly see yourself. So for you, this is about seeing. It's about you seeing. And so one of the things that you definitely need to work on is really when it comes to your self-image.
Okay.
What is this image of Belinda? Does that make sense when I say that to you? Because you start to have these feelings when you're good to go, when you're getting up in the morning, you get ready to look in the mirror, and that's where everything comes back to you. This is about you really getting into the place of really reinventing yourself, and you haven't really done that. This is the time for you to really begin to reinvent yourself.
Okay.
To really begin to step outside of your comfort zone and really begin to look at yourself and see yourself from a different angle. So that means changing a lot of the things on the exterior, so that it can begin to match those things that are going on. There's an exercise that I give out in the sacred session. It's called the Goddess in the Mirror. And I've given it out here on the show, and I'm going to give you this to do too. And this is when you look in the mirror to really begin to tell yourself that you love yourself. And I also want you to take at least 30 minutes a day, and I want you to begin to work on Belinda. That's exercising. That's the foods you eat. That's the music you listen to. I want you to begin to get into that. Don't get so caught up in the meditation.
Oh, okay.
Your meditation is not working for you because you are too mental with it. You are too mental with the meditation. And that is the part of it that is blocking you from going to the next level. You're too mental with the meditation. Understand that you're meditating when you're combing your hair. Understanding when you're in the shower and you're washing your body, you are in a meditation. That's how I want you to begin to meditate. Take this time, take this energy, and begin to meditate yourself with it.
Okay.
And the only way that you're going to be able to do that is to get in touch with your body. I did a show a while back, Belinda, and I'm going to let you go with this. But on that particular show, I talked about how we are so afraid to touch our bodies. Really to touch our bodies.
Okay.
And we have to get back into the place of where we can feel comfortable touching our bodies. So when you want to begin to do a meditation, I want you to go into the shower, and I want you to begin to put the water on. Water is cleansing, it's purifying, and I want you to begin to just acknowledge yourself touching your body. Go into a meditation. Allow your body to speak to you. For those of you who have the Kim deck, you know that that's one of the cards in the Kim deck. It's called Body Talk.
Yes, I have
it's called, you have the Kim deck. So
yes.
I want you to take that card out, meditate on that card before you get into the shower, and let your body speak to you. This is truly where your spirit is.
Okay.
So you've cleared the runway. You've done the work to clear the runway. You can finally release these things. It's about you really being able to love you now. So, Mama, sister, daddy, brother, cousins, friends, man, husband, children, dog, cat, all of them are to the back.
Okay.
Now it's with you. It's with you,
right.
And you can do it.
Okay.
So make sure you call back and let us know. Peace and love to you. Peace and
I will.
Love.
Peace
to
and
you.
Love.
Thank oh, you. Wait. Before you go,
uh-huh.
Before you go, are you there?
Yes.
I want you to begin to do some research and work with the energy of Lady Nadia, N-A-D-A, Lady Nadia. Really, she represents those different facets of a woman, the mother, the wife, the sister, the daughter. And she just popped into my mind, definitely that's a goddess for you to begin to work with and begin to tap into that energy. Okay? So peace
All
and
right.
love to you.
Peace and love.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, that sister right there is a healer, you guys, powerful healer. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 225. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. It's Ann calling from West Palm.
Okay, greetings to you, Ann. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Ann, I want you to go ahead and pick an alphabet for me.
T.
The letter T, you
yeah.
said?
Mm-hmm.
The letter T. All right. And pick a number between 1 and 100, please.
57.
57. Beautiful. And you did the meditation, Anne. Let us know about the meditation.
I felt really light and calm, and I could feel, like, energy leaving my solar plex chakra. And I don't know, for the past couple months, I've been a little, like, sad. And I feel like I'm slowly but surely getting over that and getting into a better place with myself.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay. All right. Okay. Beautiful. So let's talk about it here of you clearing this space. And thank you so much for that, Anne, and sharing that experience there that you had with the meditation. And I want to get down to some of the things that is blocking you at this particular time. And let's talk about how you can begin to move yourself out of this particular place and out of this energy. And it has a lot to do with volcano energy. Have you ever seen a volcano when it's erupting, as a volcano begins to erupt? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a lot of where your pain is being held at. It's being held in this place of where this volcano is. And one of the things to get straight to the root of what's going on and what you need to move to the side is that you need to give yourself permission to be angry, to be mad, to be upset, and to express that in a very honest way.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because you're holding all of this in, and I feel this energy with you. It's like the person who does something to you, Anne, they never get to hear what you truly think. I always see you going, telling someone else or holding it in. You're expressing it where it doesn't need to be expressed. It doesn't mean you go out there and you speak and you just really just let people know, but really just coming from that honest place of saying, hey, you hurt me. You know, this doesn't feel good, and I'm not going to allow you to keep doing this to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And this is about you holding all of this in. And because you're holding all of this in, it's making it very, very difficult for you to move yourself into that place of where the passion is. Just like for you, and just like the last caller, your biggest thing is relationship. Again. Correct?
Yeah. I know where you're going with this.
Well, good. And I know you know where I'm going with this, and I know you want to know where I'm going with this, but I want you to truly see this so you don't have to keep going with this. So whether you're still in that relationship or you're not still in that relationship, this is what you're longing for, but you're longing with the same energy. Do you know the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing again and again and not changing
yes.
it?
And expecting the same results. And I will tell you this, that this energy right here, and I want you to hear me with this with love, this too has to do with the energy of your mother and how that relationship is between you and your mother. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And this is about constantly being in this place. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you guys are hearing this, but we are really talking about this energy of Venus. And so this does have a lot to do with feminine energy, but this is really about you being in the place where you're constantly feeling like you're not being heard, that you can't express what you truly think to your mother. You can't really say what you want to say to her, and you can't really just be who you are with her. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You've got to have to make this right, and you're in the perfect time to really build this relationship with your mother. She loves you, and I definitely know you love your mother, but this is an ongoing theme that you guys have done, not only in this lifetime, but also in other lifetimes. So it is really time for you to get in that place of joy and really sitting down and having an honest, loving conversation with your mother and expressing to her those things in your life that brought you joy, that you love from her, because ultimately what your mother was trying to do and still trying to do is to give you the best. She's trying to do what most mothers do, and me being a mother as well, trying to not have you make the same mistakes, especially when it comes to relationships, because I know you see the same pattern there, correct?
Well, I've only like been in one relationship, so...
I'm not talking about you. I'm saying
with
the the same pattern relationship of your mother's relationships and you having this relationship.
Okay, yeah, I see where I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And this is what your mother is trying to prevent from happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she's really tried to do all of your life, is really to give you that, so that you can have the strength to do some of the things that she didn't have the strength to begin to do. So I want you to have this conversation with your mother, especially over the next couple of days. You know, this has been a lot, that's energy that's been coming up even in the readings, the caller before you, this mother-daughter energy. And really bring this back to a beautiful state, because she will be able to hear you. You will be able to release this energy. And when you do, because I know that you too, just like the last caller, you're a healer too. You're a healer too. Isn't that amazing? You're a healer. And matter of fact, I remember, if my memory serves me correctly, when you called in, I even told you massage therapy was that thing that definitely you would be doing with your hands when you asked about that. So you're in the right space with it. But this is where you want to connect your pain with your passion. And what you want to give is love. You want to give that love. You want to let that love go honestly. But first you have to begin to tap into those things of the pain, so that you can truly begin to embrace your passion. Otherwise, you're not. When you shut down pain, you are also shutting down your passion, because they live in the same space. They do. So have that conversation with your mother. You know, maybe you guys can even have lunch together. Maybe it's something you can begin to do something fun together, and then begin to just express to her honestly from your heart. Tell her how much she loves you, and she will even know how much you love her. That is the one person that you can actually go to and really just release all of these things from. Cry your heart out. Cry everything out, and even tell her all of those amazing things that are going on too. Make that connection with your mother. That's where it is. That's where it is for you. And really being in that place of patience with it. So I love you. Know that your pain and your passion both live in the same place. And so know that you don't have to work to please your mother. You don't have to show her that you can do things better than her. You don't have to prove anything to her, because you and her are really one. You're really one. So you're on the same team. So peace and love to you. And thank you so much for calling in and really sharing that amazing testimony for us.
All right. Thanks. And I'll definitely keep you posted.
All right. Peace and love to you. Thank you, Anne. Oh, that was beautiful. Beautiful. Two healers, you guys. Two healers in the row. Two healers issues dealing with things from their mother, coming from that divine feminine energy. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. It's Wanda from California.
Greetings to you, Wanda, from California. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I couldn't be in a better place this evening. And being here, receiving this energy coming down definitely from Venus. So let me ask you, I want you to pick an alphabet for me.
B.
The letter B. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I also want you to pick a number from 1 to 100, any number you like.
55.
Beautiful. Okay. And let us know, Wanda, how was the meditation for you?
Oh, I just felt the energy. It felt, I can feel it like surging throughout my whole body. It felt electrifying, like. Like
beautiful.
Surging, you know.
Yeah.
Through my whole body.
Beautiful. That's wonderful. Okay. And so what's your question tonight, Wanda?
I was just calling to do the solar reading.
Okay. So do the solar reading. Okay. All right. I just wanted to see if you had a question so we can talk about those things of really just beginning to help you line this energy up and move into this place. And I want to ask you a question, Wanda. Do you know how to swim?
Swim?
Yes, swim.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I want you to think back, because I just got a really funny visual from Spirit here. I want you to think back of how you were so scared the first time you were trying to swim. You remember that?
Vaguely.
And then I want you to think back to the time where you were able to swim and you felt comfortable swimming. But I want to take you back to a childhood moment where you almost drowned. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
You remember that? You do remember that, because I'm telling you, this is really real here. Like, you guys, I know you know that, but this is the time where you almost drown. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to show you how this is lining up with that energy that's keeping you from going to the next step. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to think back to that time that you were in the pool when you were out swimming, and the incident happened, and you became very fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
I also see that you were also eating a little too close to you being in the water. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And you got in the water, and that feeling came over you that you could drown, that you could actually really drown.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Spirit is showing me that the place that is the toughest place for you to be, and this just has a lot to do with this particular incident of you drowning, and if you can get this tonight, this is really going to move you into places that you have never been before. And where your pain is being a new beginner. To be a new beginner. For you, Wanda, one of the toughest things is to be in the place of not knowing. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes.
Yeah. This is tough for you. It's tough for you to admit or even being in the place where you don't have the skills to do what you need to do, or to change so you can do what you need to do. And this resistance is what has really blocked this energy for you, this resistance to this. So that incident, because this is what Spirit does, they will send me messages to show you something that is so closely tied to you that it can only be related to you. Now, others may share that same experience, but this is directly connected to you clearing this energy to go to the next step. And this is about you recognizing that it is okay to not know, it's okay to be a beginner, and it's okay that even when you know, to recognize that learning is an everyday process. Matter of fact, for you, know that learning and being a new beginner, you should want to be in that position every single day. Every single day, be a new beginner. Get your mindset there, because what's happening to you right now, Wanda, you're still fighting in the water. You're still fighting. You're still fighting. And that's how you feel sometimes, that so many things is drowning you, that you can't come up for air. But here's the beauty in this. You know how to swim. You see? You know how to swim. You don't have to fight, because when you're in the water and you're fighting against water, that's what causes you to drown. So take this very divine and message that is coming from Spirit and recognize that you are a new beginner. And take every single day as a new beginner. You have your Know Your Magic cards, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
This
amazing.
Is what I want you to do. You said what now?
They're amazing.
Oh, well, beautiful. Yes, they are amazing. And I want you to begin to work with them with yourself. And so what I want you to do is I want you to begin to pull a card every day with your chem deck, asking them, where is the blind spot going to be for me today? Where am I a new beginner? Pull a card so that your higher self can reflect to you where you're a new beginner at. And that's what I want you to surrender to. That's what I want you to be able to float. Because, see, water will teach you how to surrender. One of the most powerful things they teach you when you're swimming is that you must learn how to float. Because if you know how to float, you know how to surrender. And you're not surrendering to anyone else but your higher self. You are in the place of knowing when you can surrender. When you can flow, you can know. That means I know. There's no fear of drowning. There's no fear of my feet can't touch the bottom. There's no reason to splash around in the water, because I know that I can float. And I'm trusting what comes along. So recognize that you are in this place where you are the beginner. And know that it is okay to be the beginner. Know that you have absolutely no skills when it comes into this area, that you are starting from the very beginning. Be okay with that. Be very, very okay with that, because this is where your blind spot is. This is where your blind spot for you lives. This is what's blocking that landing area. So I want you to definitely do that. Really come to the place where you can open yourself up to recognizing that you don't have to still fight in the water. Because once you fight in the water, you know, this is why even lifeguards are trained to knock a person out when they're going to save you. If you're doing all that splashing and flapping around, they are trained to literally knock you unconscious. Because when you're in that state, you can cause not only yourself to drown, but them to drown with you. So take that very powerful lesson from your childhood and recognize that you no longer have to fight in the water, that you can bring yourself above. And you can begin to be a new beginner, and you can continuously learn and grow as you go on your way in your path. That's the message that Spirit has for you. Very powerful. Powerful for all of us here, myself included. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. So definitely let us know how that goes. Start your day as a new beginner. Start as a new beginner. No, it's okay. Stop fighting that. Stop fighting that energy. It's okay to be without skills, to know nothing. Start to look at it as a wonderful challenge for you to be in a place where you can say you don't know. And you're going to see all the divine channels open up for you. And spirit will just really let the floodgates come to you to show you exactly where you need to be, exactly what your next right action is, let you know where your passion is, because this is where your pain lies. You're fighting that energy of trying not to be the new beginner. But that is the most that is the most divine place to be. I always take the seat of the student. It is a divine place. And you will love it too. You will love it. You will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much, Wanda. Peace and love to you. Peace and love to you. Mm-hmm. All right.
Peace and love.
All right, beautiful. Thank you for calling in. Very powerful, you guys. Very, very powerful. Another call coming in, it looks like, from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night. Miss Lou, is that me?
Yes, it is. Hello, good night.
Yes, good night. Hi, it's Griffin Garvin from Jamaica. And, I'm really just glad that I'm listening to this right now. So,
oh, beautiful, beautiful, Griffin. It's always good to hear from you. Griffin, I want you to begin to start out. I want you to pick an alphabet for me.
V.
Did you say V as in victory?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
V as in victory.
Okay. All right. And then what I want you to do is I want you to pick a number between 1 and 100.
13.
What did you say?
The number 13.
The number 13. Wow.
Yes.
Beautiful number 13. 13 always reminds me of the Bilal experience, the brother that came on, the Bilal experience. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. All right, Griffin, did you have a question or you just wanted to get this solar lineup energy?
Well, at first, I just wanted to get the solar lineup energy and to tell you what my experience, because I think that I was going to get some feedback from that. But in terms of question, my biggest challenge right now is, I guess, three things. Is letting go of stuff that, you know, I felt really hurt me. And I hate seeing my mom suffer, well, what I think is suffering, and to being able to just take care of myself and follow my dream kind of thing. That's where I am. So I guess the main thing is really changing, because I'm really concerned about finances. So that's one of the major things for me as well. So I'm getting stuff in order. So that's a question.
Okay. All right. Well, here's a couple of things. And interesting enough, you know, it's just really beautiful when I can see the energy begin to line itself up. And I want to talk to you, Griffin.
Yes.
I want to talk to you about a couple of things. And hopefully you can hear me okay. I hear a little bit of static in the line, but hopefully you can hear me okay.
I can hear you very clear.
Okay, good. So I want to talk about a couple of things. And this, Griffin, has a lot to do with, and I know we've talked about this before, but I want to kind of give you a situation, and I want you to see this very, very clear. And I'm going to give it to you in a way so you can be really, really clear about this. This has a lot to do with soul-to-soul energy. You remember the group Soul to Soul? And they used to sing the song about back to life. Wasn't that Soul to Soul? Was that Soul to Soul?
Yeah. I know that song.
Back to reality. Life.
Yeah.
Is that the song?
I can't sing. So.
Do you guys remember? I can't sing either. I leave that to Baby Blue. But yes, okay. That's the song. Okay, back to back. This has to do with soul to soul.
Okay.
And this soul to soul energy has everything to do with you, your mother, and your brother.
Oh, my God.
This soul-to-soul energy has to do with the three of you.
Okay, all right.
And it has a lot to do with you feeling like you never could quite live up to where your mother sees your brother and how she sees you.
That's really hard-hitting right there. Because I have a lot of things that I have done, like right now, he grew locks before I grew locks. But I always wanted to do it when I was 5. So when I got my chance, it seemed like I was trying to be him. So there's always this thing of trying to be myself, but it so happens that a lot of things that I do, he does too. Well, not everything,
mm-hmm.
but some things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that kind of struggle for me in a way to be my
right.
own me and stuff like that.
Right. This is about that soul-to-soul connection. It really is. And it goes much deeper than this. But one of the things that you've never had, and I want you to hear me with this clear, because I know that if you called in, you called in to hear this. You've never had the heart. You never had the heart to look truly deep within your heart. You never had the heart to look within your own heart. Constantly, what I see is this outer reflection that is really giving you a false sense of what you're chasing, because those things that truly live within your heart is unmatched not only by your brother, but anybody else on this planet. And sometimes I get a little emotional when I think about this, because I think about the time that we had the conversation almost a year or so ago, and I was telling you, and we were talking about your artwork and how divine that was and all of the things that I just kept telling you. Well, Griffin, this is what you can do. Griffin, I'll pay for it. Griffin, you remember this conversation?
Yes, I
do. You remember it? I want
yes,
you to
I
stay
do.
With me. I'm telling you this
Come on, I do.
Because this is the time for you to get this.
Yes, miss. I understand.
But what happened is you didn't have the heart to look within your own heart, because the same place that your passion and the same place that your pain, they live in the same space. And so what you have to do to get yourself into this perfect alignment is for you to gain the courage to look within your heart. And inside of courage is your core rage. That's the pain. Mm. You cannot be afraid to face your pain, because that is where your passion lies. So this looking.
You know what happened this week? This Christian guy was up here telling me that my heart is a liar. And I was like, no, you got to trust your heart. So it's real funny that you're saying it like this now.
That's right. Yeah, he said your heart is not a liar. Your heart.
I was telling him that, but I was just like, you know, it was like I felt that moment, I felt like I was being tested. That's just the truth.
Oh, yes. You've been tested for quite a few times, but you have got to know and have the courage to look at where your real pain lies. And that real pain lies with you, Griffin. It has nothing to do with your brother. It has nothing to do with your mother. It has nothing to do with any of these other things. Those are just the scapegoats. It's easier to say that I'm upset because of my mom, or I'm upset because of my brother, or I'm upset because I don't have enough money. It's easy to use that as your pain. That's not your real pain. Your real pain is taking you to the place where you've got to have the courage to look within your heart and face it. Face it honestly. And that encompasses you truly loving Griffin.
Okay.
Truly, truly loving you for who you are. Not for who people want you to be. Not for who people think you should be. Not for who they think you should date or how you think you should date. But who you truly are at the core. And until you're ready to look into your heart and see that pain, you will always be right where you are.
Okay. Got it.
Do you know where that is? Do you need me to tell you where that is?
I'll be honest. You're asking me to be, is that rhetorical? Because really, this week I was really searching, like, what is it that really is that makes me in this situation that I'm in? So if you want to tell me, Ms. Blue, please feel free, because I want to hear it. Because right
okay.
now, I just want to know.
I want you to begin to look at your sexuality.
Okay.
Look there. Look there. Look in your heart. Take a serious look in your heart. Love yourself unconditionally. This is about having the courage, and it's also about you being able to look within your heart. Look within your heart and make no excuses for who you are.
Okay,
stop making excuses for who you are.
Okay.
You are perfect, you are divine, and you are exact in who you are. This is where the pain is.
Yes, understood.
This is where it is. And this is also going to free up your passion in ways that you never seen possible. But you have to make that investment into you, Griffin. If you do not invest in those things that is for you, then you will never receive a return on your investment. If you don't follow your heart, it will attack you. That's where the heart attacks come from.
Oh.
If you don't follow your heart, you will get attacked.
Okay. Understood. Understood.
Follow your heart. Don't let your heart attack you. Follow it.
Yes.
Follow it. So peace and love to you, Griffin. I love you so much.
Thank you very much, Miss Blue. I love
yes.
you so very much, though. All right?
Yes. Yes. I love you, too.
Yes.
So that's where your pain is. This is where your passion is. And this
yes.
is beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful.
All right. Enough for sure, Miss Blue. Big love.
Big love. Big love. Peace and love.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to continue right here live in the remix as we continue. Going to the next caller, calling in from area code 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. This is Victoria in Cincinnati.
Okay. I'm sorry. Say your name for me one more time.
Keitora.
Keitora? From
mm-hmm.
Beautiful, Keitora. Let me ask you, let me ask you this. I want you to pick an alphabet for me.
A.
Alphabet A. And then I want you to pick a number between 1 and 100.
92.
Beautiful. And did you do the meditation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you want to share what you got out of the meditation?
It was interesting because passion, like you said, the passion and the pain was in the direct same place. So thinking about where I felt powerful and also a lot of pain was in the exact moment, you know.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And I want to get right to it because I know we have a few minutes and hopefully we can go into the after hour here. Just so much to cover here. But I want to talk about your passion and talk about your pain and talk about those things that you can begin to do to clear this energy up. Also, I'll be giving out a ritual, you guys, that everyone can do towards the end of the show. So definitely stay tuned for that. But I want to tell you, say the tone of your name for me one more time, please.
Keturah.
Keturah. I love Keturah. Like couture. Like couture with class and style and finesse and just couture. Beautiful. Keturah. Keturah, this has a lot to do, and gosh, these things are lining themselves up, has a lot to do with sexual energy. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Mm-hmm.
Your pain and your passion. Your pain and your passion have to do with this energy, this sexual energy. This is where your pain is, and this is also where your passion is in both of these two areas. And one of the things and that spirit is really showing me here for you when it comes to this area. Can you hear me?
Yes. I don't know what. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That it has a lot to do with is about those sexual traumas that you had in the past. Does that make sense when I say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These sexual traumas of the past really just sort of holding itself there. You know, it's kind of like you have these two colors coming together. The red, which is the root chakra, and then the yellow trying to make the orange, which is the sexual center. This is a lot of where your energy lies. This is a lot where this energy is flowing through. And these are from things of the past. So a couple of things that is needed. One has to do with sexual healing. Has to do with healing because you truly, truly never really got the healing from these experiences. We have a lot of brothers and sisters in the conscious community, myself included. It's not the area that I just specialize in, but when it comes to that area of healing from some of these sexual traumas that you've experienced, is to be able to get into this true healing. Being able to love yourself wholly and completely and really to feel free in this particular area so that you can begin to express yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You sound like you're far away. Can you still hear me okay?
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
I can. Okay. I'm going to do a really quick body scan on you, okay? Just really quick, if that's okay. Let me do a quick body scan. Yeah. Now, two things. Definitely we talked about those things of sexual trauma, and one of the things that I want you to do, because we're going to get into a lot of this healing energy, and we'll do some of it right now, right here. And the other thing that I also picked up as well, too, and we'll keep it as surface as we need to, but it has to do with the trauma that comes after sex. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. What is?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not exactly, but I think so.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. I want to talk to you about, let me say this to you. I want to talk to you about recognizing and understanding those things of when it comes to who you are and how comfortable you feel with your body and how comfortable you feel with yourself sexually, you know, especially after these things. Because when we talk about sexual energy, we're also talking about creative energy. And so this has been a place where sometimes that sadness comes over you and it's hard for you to get into that creative space. So it's not just about sex, even though we say that, the physical act of sex, and we talked about those in the past, but this is just about moving that life force energy completely through your body and having it just flow through you in a very natural and a very calm state. This is also about you sometimes having some of those mental flashbacks and really where you're in the place where it's hard for you to forgive yourself for certain things that happen, for the couldas, for the shouldas, and the wouldas. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And so here's where the pain lies. So a lot of these energies is going to come from really begin to heal yourself with this particular energy. And one of the things that I want you to do, I believe in writing the power of the pen, because this is it, is really to just begin to journal your thoughts and really begin to write them down and then take some time over the next couple of days to go back and read them. And then, just like you're writing a story, when you get to the day of the 5th, let's say the 5th of June, I want you to end the story. I want you to end that story. And I want you to end it on a very, very high note. I want you to begin to put those things in there and end those things on a very high note. And then begin to release that. Then begin to release that. Release that energy from yourself. There's nothing here for you to blame yourself for. You see, it's nothing here for you to blame yourself for. So you can get back into that energy of joy, that divine power, and all of that energy that surrounds you. One of the goddesses to begin to work with is the goddess Hetheru, because she really sits over that nurturing power. She has a lot of that sexual energy and begin to work with that. She is also inside of the Kim deck as well, too.
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much.
Yes, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to forgive yourself. I want you to forgive yourself. This is not about wrong or right. Does that make sense? You know? And I want you to think about when you see babies smiling at you and really just connecting with your energy, know that they're doing that from their heart. We chose how we choose to come here. And we also know how we're going to leave. And so this is not about holding yourself responsible for something that you don't need to hold yourself responsible for. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right. It does make a lot of sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, peace and love to you. And I'd love to hear from you after this. I really want you to do that. If you haven't listened to some of the shows, you want to definitely make sure you listen to the show with Brother Wayne Chandler on Sunday. And he's also going to be doing a lecture in Atlanta. I don't know how close you are to that. But you can also listen to the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, and also one of my teachers as well, Queen Afua, really deals with healing in all of these areas too. They are definitely, definitely there with this energy. So begin to get yourself into that so you can line yourself back up and just be able to receive all of the love that is there for you. That is there for you.
Okay.
And one of the other things is go water some flowers. Water some flowers. And if you don't have flowers, I want you to go get you some flowers, get you some roses, get you some pink and some yellow and some orange roses, and put them in the bathtub with you. So red, pink, yellow, and orange, get those roses and put them in the bathtub with you and just begin to embrace all of those things. You are an amazing sister with some wonderful energy. So just continue to love yourself. Begin to ground yourself. Begin to get into that energy of recognizing where your willpower is. That's what the meditation was. And know that when these two come together, it is going to be a powerful burst of all of that that lives within the sacral chakra. So many blessings and love to you. I'd love to hear from you. Know that Venus is making her way, and all you have to do now is just do these things and wait for that healing to just download to you, and you'll begin to feel that download coming to you on the 5th and the 6th. So definitely call back in or email me and let me know when it happens.
Okay, I will.
All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love to you, too. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're about to go into the after hours, you guys. So I want to say this to you guys. We're going to go to the next caller, 917, you're next, so hold that line. And I just want to let you guys know, amazing chair here today. Definitely, if you didn't do the meditation, you want to go back and do that. These are just some divine channels that Spirit has really been giving. Don't forget to download this show, as with all the other remix shows. Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be in the house on Sunday night. It's going to be powerful. He's going to be here doing what he does as well. And also, special treat for you guys, he's going to be giving away a gift. And let me tell you, I had a clearing done, an energy clearing done by Brother Wayne Chandler today. And boy, oh boy, but I'm not going to tell you everything right now, but I'm just going to tell you, if you've never had that done, you've got to have it done by none other than the master, Brother Wayne Chandler himself. He's going to be here Sunday night. And you guys definitely want to definitely jump on that. And somebody's also going to be able to receive a special gift from Brother Wayne Chandler. So we're going to keep going. 646-652-2711. Know that Venus is making her transit right now, waiting to come together, just like we met at an international date place, meeting at that pivotal point, Mars and Venus right there together, along with the moon, really just really encompassing this. It's time for the download. The download, download, download. It is time for the download. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 917. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 917?
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, yeah, this is Troy from New York.
Greetings to you, Troy.
How are you? I didn't get to do the meditation because I'm at work and I had to do a lot of, I had to move around and stuff, and I just couldn't do it. I listened to it, though, but I just couldn't do it.
Okay.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to go back into the app later, and then I'm going to get into it then, but I just wasn't able to.
Okay. All right. So this is what I'm going to do, Troy. I know you're going to go back. You're a brother who does his work. So I definitely know you're going to go back. I want to thank you for listening, Troy. It's always good. I'm going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Troy, can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into it. Troy, I want you to pick a number. First, pick an alphabet for me.
G.
V, and then I want you to... Did you say V, as in Venus?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, G.
Oh, G, as in God. G as in God. And then pick a number between 1 and 100.
One hundred. 65.
All right. We got you, Troy.
And did you have a question, Troy?
Yes. My thing was I was wanting more of a body scan type of thing. But then, you know, if you wanted whatever type of whatever you have, I'm willing to listen and learn.
Mm-hmm. Well, Troy, we hear a lot of. Can you hear me?
Students is just coming back. This is a jubilee. A lot of the alumni, and they're just coming back from the from out, and they're in the lobby right now. They're getting ready to go up. But I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, we just hear all the noise in the background. But here, Troy, you said that you were interested in me doing a body scan on you. A body scan for what? What are you looking for? Tell me what you're looking for.
Anything. Right now I'm dealing with psoriasis, but I'm working on that right now. But just anything else that you might find.
Yeah. It's way too loud. This is what I'm going to do, Troy. I'm going to hold you right there because we got 7 minutes to go, and we're going to get another caller, and then I'll check back with you. Maybe some of that has calmed down, and then we'll come back. So hold the line, Troy. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back, okay? Peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 508. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Barry, and I'm calling from Brockton.
You're calling from where?
Brockton, Massachusetts.
Okay. Greetings to you, Barry. Good to hear you on the line. I'm wonderful. Thank you. Barry, let me have you pick an alphabet, please, for me.
The letter B.
The letter B, as in Barry. And then, Barry, also let me have you pick a number between 1 and 100.
49.
49. All right, Barry. Okay, and did you do the meditation, Barry?
Yes, I did.
Okay, tell us about that.
Okay, I've had some stomach problems, some pain around my stomach area for the last, couple of days and stuff. And when I did the meditation, the pain and everything stopped. As a matter of fact, my stomach feels real good now, to tell you the truth. And, you know, so it kind of helped me out a lot, you know.
Oh, beautiful. That is so beautiful. Well, you know, the stomach has a lot to do with, this is where we hold all of our nourishments at, you know, everything that we eat, of course, you know, it goes into the stomach. But the stomach is also about digesting ideas. You know, when we have problems digesting ideas and thoughts or fears of things to come, or, you know, really kind of had that dreading, you know, thing about not knowing what's going to be next for us, this all lies in the stomach. All of this is in the stomach. All of this has a lot to do with it. But you're feeling much, much better, and that's a great thing, Barry, because that has a lot to do with you processing a lot of those ideas and really doing that reflecting. So this has a lot to do with that reflecting energy. Okay, is there was something particular you needed me to take a look at, Barry?
Yes, success. I feel like success is, like, just out of my reach. You know, like when I play a number sometime, I'll be one number off or something like that. I feel like success is just escaping me, you know?
Mhm. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. Success is something you're always going to be one number off for. And if you get there, guess what's going to happen, Barry? You're going to have to start all over again. It's not a place you can stay.
Okay.
You can't stay there. And the reason I'm telling you this, because this is sort of this dream chasing that you've been doing. And if you get this, you can realign your thinking so that you can truly get into what it is that you want. But it's definitely not success. When you do something and it is successful for you, what happens next? You have to start all over again. You go back to zero.
Right. Okay.
This is what I like to call the circle jerk. It's a circle jerk.
really is. This is really the circle jerk. So it has a lot to do with sort of, you know how we talk about on the remix, you can't chase money because money can't hold you. You can't. You can't chase success because once you get there, you're going to drive yourself insane trying to be successful again. Matter of fact, I know last week we talked about music, but Drake has a song out singing, I just want to be successful. If you notice that everyone who's trying to be successful, that's what they keep saying. I just want to be successful. Now, clearly, he wrote that song or that song was written for him before he became successful. See, that song is for everybody else. Because he truly knows that success is not what he's chasing.
Okay.
Those people who chase success, what ends up happening is you become a one-hit wonder. That's why a lot of them are one-hit wonders or two-hit wonders, one-album wonders. Because you got to do it again, and so now this pressure is there for you to keep doing it over and over. But let me tell you, here's your issue, Barry, and I want you to hear this. For you, you want a shortcut. You want a shortcut.
No, I'm willing to do the work. I'm willing to do
Come on, come on, Barry. You want a shortcut. You want a shortcut. This is what this is about. This is about you wanting to take the shortcut, the easy road. Now, I get the easy road. I get that. Because I don't think anybody just want to be on a hard road unless something is wrong with them. But you want to take a shortcut to get to the success, and this is what I hear you saying. And then when you get there, you say, I can finally be me. I want to get this. I want to get this money. I want to get this house. I want to get these things. And then when I get there, now I can finally be this spiritual brother I want to be and sit back and relax and do what I need to do.
Okay, that's very good. That's excellent, as a matter of fact. You're good.
Of course. I'm Miss Blue. Yeah. But listen, it doesn't work, Barry. It doesn't work.
Okay.
It doesn't work. You're never going to get to that place. But I want you to hold that thought right there.
Okay.
I want you to hold that thought because we got 1 minute left to go. And I want to say peace and love to all of you guys. Much love, Warren Spirit. And also, you guys, don't forget to download, you guys. I want you guys to definitely make sure if you like the show, like it. Leave a comment. Leave a comment over on the Facebook group. Leave a comment on Twitter. I know Esther's over there on Twitter. Thank you so much for that, Esther. And then also you guys can send me an email at questionforblue@gmail.com and definitely do that. And then I want you guys to download. For the rest of you guys, don't go anywhere. We're going into the after hours. Brother Wayne Chandler is coming on Sunday. Venus is making her transition right now as we speak. What more could we ask for? It's a wonderful place to be right here, live in the remix, you guys. I love being with you guys. I love this time that we're sharing together. It is so sacred. Don't forget to reach out to those people that you love during this very, very powerful and transforming time. All right. We're in the after hour, so we're going to keep going, Barry.
Okay. Okay.
So I really wanted to stress that point to you, that really it's not success. It's not success that you're looking for. And that's what you're chasing, and this is why you're getting there. And I want you to also go back, and I want you to think about the feeling that you had. I want to take you all the way back to high school.
Okay.
And I want you to think about when you was in high school, and I want you to think about, you know that song, and I don't know who sings it, so maybe the Remix family can help me, but the song where it says, who's the man with the master plan? You remember that song?
Vaguely, yeah.
Vaguely, okay. It might be a little out of your range there, but I know some of the Remix family remembers that song about who's the man with the master plan, and that is what you wanted to be. The man with the master plan. But right. The sad thing is, in high school, you really didn't get no shine, did you?
No, not really, no.
You didn't get no shine. But now that you a grown man, you getting shine. Well, you
yes,
have some
yes,
shine.
Yes.
You getting a whole lot of shine.
Yes. Yes, I am.
And this shine is coming, and the shine is really just really showing you. But one thing I want to remind you, Barry, and I know you've heard this before, is that everything that glitter ain't gold.
I found that out the hard way.
Yes. So all shine ain't a good shine.
Right.
And so this has really been where your pain has been, but this is also where your passion is, too. So this is really about you getting into the energy of the goddess Sekhmet. And she has some really, really interesting energy. Herself, she's a true healer in her own right. She definitely teaches us about surviving and really having the strength to do the work that needs to get done. And so what I want you to do, and this may seem very crazy, but of course I'm Miss Blue, so I get to be
okay.
Crazy.
All right.
But I want you to find your best outfit. I want you to spend some time prepping yourself for the best that you can be. And I want you to finally, finally, finally give up this need, this yearning, this wanting to be the man. The man that you wasn't in high school. And I want you to come out of that. I want you to graduate high school. I want you to move out of that, because even though you've done a lot of things, you're still stuck at trying to be the man. And that is your blind spot. That's where it is, Barry. This is why you're always one number off. You got to definitely begin to let that energy go, you know? You got to, you know, it's kind of like trying to go back to those chairs that they had at high school. You're too big for the desk. You got to get out of that desk. You've outgrown it. It's time for you to really, really get into your destiny. Really move into it from a very honest place. Stop waiting for Barry to show up when things line themselves up, and have Barry show up today. But first you have to let go of the who's the man, Barry. So dress up. Have one of your best days. Go out. Spend a day on the town. Spend a night on the town. Take yourself to the finest restaurants. Maybe spend the night in the finest hotel. Get that shit out your system so that you can finally line yourself up with the Barry that you are today. So you can stop chasing being the man, so that you can finally grow up and not be one number off from being where you need to be, and recognize that you are exactly where you need to be, and this is key, exactly where you put yourself at.
Okay.
That's what's holding you back. High school, trying to be the man. You're coming up short because you don't want to grow up. Now, you're grown in a whole lot of ways. I don't want to put that out here. You already got too much attention. But you understand. You're grown in a whole lot of ways. But when it comes to this area, you need to grow up.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
For the most part, yeah, it makes sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's a tough pill to swallow, but you can swallow it. I know you're gonna swallow it.
But what you're saying is, I'm holding my own self back.
Of course.
Right.
You got to clear the runway. You're holding yourself back by still holding on to these old thoughts and these old ideas, and you have not allowed yourself for who you truly are to show up. The real Barry cannot. You know how they say, I used to put this up on Yahoo. I used to say, would the real Superman please stand up? This is what I'm saying. Would the real Barry please stand up? You can't stand up because you're stuck in that chair in high school trying to be the man. But this is going to free you up so you can clear this runway so that all of this download of everything that you need, that you desire, that you want can be within your grasp.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay.
So yeah. Yeah. I hear you squeaking over there in that chair right now. I hear you squeaking, Barry. I hear you squeaking. You need to get you another chair. See, that's the problem.
I will.
Get rid of that chair.
Right.
Get you another chair. And I want you to do that. I want you to release that because you're an amazing brother with some wonderful energy. You don't need to be chasing success. Success is chasing you trying to figure out what you got going on.
Right.
So you got to recognize that you are the man, but let go of the little boy in high school. Let it go. Let it go. Dress yourself up. Go get what you need because you can do that right now. Nothing is stopping you from having it. You have to recognize that everything that you're chasing, that you think you're chasing, you already have. And then the real Barry can stand up because he can't stand up right now because you're holding him back in high school. Let him shine. Let him do what he needs to do. Let the real Barry show up today, not when everything becomes perfect. Let
right,
go
right,
of
right,
perfectionism
right.
because you have these strong perfectionism tendencies.
Right.
And they're cutting off your life source. This is why your stomach is going there. This is why your stomach is acting up with you.
Okay.
Because it's telling you, let it go. And you can do it. So there you go. You know, get you
all
a
right,
nice little drink.
Much.
I know you're ready to go now, Barry. I know you got it. I'm going to let
I
you
got
go.
It.
I'm going to let you go. Peace and love.
I'm going to be down in Atlanta, too, in June. So I'll be get a chance to talk to Wayne Chandler
Ooh,
down there.
Ooh, and that's going to be a very special treat. So beautiful.
Right.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
All right, beautiful.
Okay, all right.
Peace and love. All beautiful. All right, you guys, we're going to keep going. That's the lesson for today, you guys. You got to grow up. We got to let go of those things of the past, of our childhood, so we can step into who we are today. And now we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 803, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. I was going to say I'm going to go to the next caller. Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Oh, my goodness. You can hear me?
I sure can.
Hi, Miss Blue. Oh, my goodness. This is Jennifer calling from South Carolina.
Okay, greetings. This is, did you say Jennifer?
Yes.
Oh, greetings, Jennifer from South Carolina. I was just going to say, Jennifer, all of these people on the line, the phone lines are lit up, and probably we won't get to everybody. I was going to say next caller, but there you are. So I'm glad you're here, and glad you're here. So listen, Jennifer, let's start this off right. First thing I want you to do is I want you to pick an alphabet for me.
J.
Alphabet J. And then I want you to pick a number between 1 and 100, please.
92.
Beautiful. Okay, and then I want you to tell me about the meditation. You did the meditation?
Yes, I did. And I felt a lot of heat in my midsection.
Okay, beautiful.
I also got the feeling that I've been stuffing a lot of emotions and kind of not really disappointed, but feeling like I could find more negative emotions than I could find, like, positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that. So I see that that's something I have to work on.
Okay, beautiful. And did you have something, thank you for that, did you have something that you wanted to share with me?
No, not in particular.
Not in particular? Something you,
yeah.
Okay, all right, beautiful, all right, so now, let's see what's going on, Jennifer. All right, Jennifer. Let's take a look. For you, Jennifer, a couple of things. Let's talk about this. Because for you, the energy that's coming up, too, has a lot to do with things when it comes to your birthright. Does that make sense when I say your birthright?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me why that makes sense in your birthright when I say that. What is the first thing that comes to mind for you?
The oldest.
Mm-hmm. The oldest.
And just the responsibility that comes along with that.
Mm-hmm. The responsibility with being the oldest and really just being there as a support system for everyone and just even being in the place where a lot of responsibility was put on you. You're kind of used to responsibility. That's something you grew up with and really just helping to attend for them from your brother and sister. Let me ask you a question. Is your mother still living?
Yes.
What about your grandmother?
On my father's side, my grandmother isn't, but on my mother's side, my great-grandmother made her transition.
She just recently, because I get someone like a mother, kind of like a mom, grandmother figure, picking up that particular energy. Does that make sense when I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so that's the energy. Hopefully you guys can still hear me because I don't even know where I went. I warped somewhere in another space and time. So if we get cut off, then we know what happened. Okay, yes, and did she just recently make her transition, please?
This was about two years ago.
About 2 years.
Fairly recent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's considered to be recent. Okay, yeah, this for you has a lot to do with your birthright and really just beginning to understand these things as you were growing up. Let me ask you this question about this. Woo, okay, I made it back, you guys. I want to ask you this question about your father.
Mm-hmm.
How is that relationship between you and your father?
He wasn't really around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good distant relationship
mm-hmm.
with him. When I saw him, you know, it was always something positive, but I didn't see him a lot growing up at all.
Right. Yeah. This has a lot to do with, and one of the things that came up for you too, Jennifer, just like one of the other callers, it has a lot to do with sexual healing. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yes.
Yeah. And this has a lot to do with things of the past and really just healing yourself from things that really you had no control over, you know, and really just putting them in their proper place and understanding where they are when it comes to this particular healing. But this has a lot to do with you knowing that your birthright is for you to be happy, to love, to enjoy life. There's nothing special that you need to do to do that. Absolutely nothing. There is nothing special for you to do to make that truly and honestly happen for you. So, are you still in school right now?
Yes, I'm going to school right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, because your grandmother is saying some things about you going to school. Now, also one of the things that I'm also picking up is it has something to do with the breakup, and it also has something to do with you thinking about dropping out of school.
Oh, yes. I took a break for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of things building up with a lot of the responsibilities I have here, you know, at home and everything else with the kids. And
yeah.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely one of the things that I want you to do, and I know you took this break during this summer, but there's a part of you thinking that you may not be able to go back, correct?
Yeah, I was a little worried.
Yeah, yeah. You will be able to go back. And this has a lot to do with you just getting things into preparation right now for yourself and just really understanding that your birthright is really for you to begin to do what your heart is calling you to do. But this is going to take preparation on your behalf. I see your energy level being very low. Very low. Like you just slowly moving along. Does
yes.
that make sense?
Yes.
I want you to spend some time out in the sun. I don't care if you're walking. I want you to get outside. Really get yourself into the place where you can begin to get outside and really get your energy going. That's going to get your energy going. Take some time to play. Take some time to do some joyful activities, even if it's just putting on some music and dancing and really getting into that energy of dancing. This is also going to help you release some of those things of the past when it comes to some of those sexual things. Again, like I was telling the other sister that called in, don't be afraid to get in contact with your body and hold on one second. Don't be afraid to get in touch with your body and begin to touch yourself in just recognizing that you are alive. And this is what I feel, like the life is being sucked out of you. So you got to balance out your day and begin to do those things that you enjoy doing so you can have enough strength and energy to do the things that you don't want to do. You're not doing enough things that bring you joy. And I talk about this a lot on the show because it is so important for all of us and anybody else out there that may be feeling like this too. You've got to do enough stuff that brings you joy so you can have enough energy to do the things that you really don't have the energy to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But school is going to be fine for you. Know that. School is going to be fine. You definitely need to start doing all of your paperwork and everything very, very early. I see that there's going to be a couple of little, question mark periods here and there, but it is some things out there that you're missing. You're missing.
Okay.
There is some money out there that you're missing. So talk to your school. Talk to your university. There's some money out there that you're missing that really can help you support you so you can go to school. And then I need you over the next course of these 5 days, I want you to begin to get you a thoughts and things list. This is really just the modern day way, a very magical way that I use to really keep myself on track. And that's your problem there. Where you're falling short is that you're trying to manage time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't.
You cannot manage time. That's the biggest lie ever told. It's no such thing as managing time. You can't do it. I don't even want you to focus on time. But I do want you to begin to make a thoughts and things list and put those things on that list, those things that you think, things that you want to do. These are going to be all the things that you know you have to do. Draw on a piece of paper, fold it east to west, draw a line down, one side write thoughts, the other side write things, and underneath it, things to do, thoughts and things to do.
Okay.
So on one side, you're going to put down all of your thoughts. These are the things that you have to do. And then I want you to put down, well, those are the, put down your thoughts. I want you to write how you feel about doing some of these things. So make your things list on the left or on the right first. It doesn't matter. And then put your thoughts next to them. And you're going to have to change how you think about these things that have to get done, because this is also causing you to not have the energy to finish doing them.
Okay.
How many days have you been saying you're going to clean your room?
Oh, my goodness. Day.
Yes. Yes, I've seen a glance.
And things
so, yes.
Just sit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So make that, but honestly look at how you feel about it. And then you can begin to get into why. Change that feeling. You got to stop making excuses for these things. But it's because you're not doing enough things that bring you joy that you don't have enough strength to do the things you don't want to do. But the truth of the matter is you need to do all of these things. But first examine how you truly feel about them and then begin to look at this. You know, we're talking about those gut feelings. This is where, you know, these gut feelings is really this grand unification theory where it comes out of. It's where the collective unconscious lives. So get into this energy of your solar plexus chakra. Begin to write these things down on your list. And then begin to go through your thoughts and things list and make these things happen. Make them happen. No more excuses. Make them happen. You can do them, and you will have enough energy when you're done to continue to do things. But I want you to get some vitamin D. Best place to get it is from the sun. You ain't got to spend 20 hours out there, but spend you some time in the sun. Get that. That's going to help you with your energy level. You can also start to look at those things that really encompass vitamin B, you know. Those are things. Look at the holistic way to do it. I'm really not into supplements, but I see you need a little bit of help here. You can go to Whole Foods or one of those places and get the liquid vitamin B drops to go underneath your tongue, that you hold it there for 30 seconds and then swallow it, because you need to get your energy back into place. Walk. Put on some music when you're cleaning up. If you didn't hear the show where I talked about really tapping into the energy of the genius, make you a genius playlist. All of these songs that really just get you going and get you moving, put it on your MP3 player, put it on your iPod, burn it to a CD, play the music around in your house, and really begin to get into your magic.
Will do, Miss Will.
Yes.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Yes, because next time I talk to you, I want to hear you, because you, like me, have a lot of that sacral chakra energy. That's where the creativity lies. That's where the sexual energy flows from. And you should be bouncing off the roof right now. Venus is in transit. You got 5 days, my sister. You're going to pull this together and line that energy back up in yourself. So
okay.
You can do this work, because I know you can. And I want you to definitely email me and let me know and see, because everybody, you know, in the chat room is saying, yeah, your energy sounds low. See, the next time we hear from Jennifer, Jennifer's going to do it. She's going to turn this around. So write those things. Do those lists. Get in the habit of doing these lists, particularly when it comes to the course of the next 5 days. And just really do it. Just really sit down. This is your birthright, but a big part of tapping into that energy of knowing that you can begin to get yourself into the place where you can go to school, you can be this, you can be the mother, you can be this, you can be this, you can do it all. Because okay. This is all of who you are. Bringing that collective consciousness online is focus. That focus is where it's going to bring you into that place. So that's how you're going to do it. I want to see you do it. I want you to come back. Let us know. And I know your energy level is going to be up. And don't skip breakfast. Don't skip it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I know
break
about
that.
Thank yes. you so much, Ms. Blue.
All right. Peace and love to you, Jennifer. So good to
you.
Love
you, too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aw, that was beautiful. I don't know how many more minutes we have left, but we're going to keep going, you guys. We're live in the remix. For anyone out there, if I don't get to you, make sure you send me an email, and we will still try to get into some of these things because I'd love to hear what you guys got out of the meditation and everything with the show as well. You can tweet it. I'd love to read those. Hit me up on Facebook or even email me at questionforblue@gmail.com. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 336. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 336? We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code. Let's see here. Calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Jo. This is Lillian. I'm Ms. Bangwish in the chat room.
Okay. You're who in the chat room?
Ms. Bangwish, but my computer went off, so I was still online, though.
Okay. Greetings to you. Thanks for calling in. And then also, let me have you go ahead and pick an alphabet for me.
My alphabet is L.
Is L? Okay, beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then also a number between 1 and 100, please.
7.
A number 7. All right. And did you do the meditation?
Yes, I did.
All right. Share with us. What did you get out of the meditation?
Oh, it took me back to when I was, well, a lot of things. But at the end, I just found myself with this great big old smile. But it took me back to when I was 23 years old. And it was the first connection that I had, to my knowledge of waking up into consciousness, is what I understand it to be now.
Okay. Beautiful. Very beautiful. Thank you for that. And so, did you have a question for me, or are you just calling in for the solar lineup?
I'm calling in for the solar lineup.
Okay, beautiful. Let's take a look at that. Let's take a look and see what's going on and where you can begin to have this lineup. All right. Okay. Now, I want you to say your name for me one more time.
My name's Lillian.
Lillian. Okay, yes. Lillian. Beautiful name, Lillian. All right, Lillian, let's take a look. When it comes to being in the position so that we can recognize where we are, so we can know where we're going, and really just being present in the moment, it has a lot to do with expectations. And I want you to think, Lillian, over the course of your life, because this is something that has been a repeating theme for you, and that is you don't really have positive expectations about things. You're doing work and it's getting better, but that's a blind spot for you. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes.
this has a lot to do with, I want you to think back to those earlier times. Actually, I want you to go back to when you were 19 years old. Think
wow.
back to the time when you were 19. You remember what happened then?
I got married at 19.
I want you to think back to that. And even during that time of when you were getting married, around the time when you were 19 years old, this is kind of where a lot of the positive expectations left. Does that make sense?
You said that's around the time it stopped.
That a lot of positive expectations left. Yeah.
Left. Yeah, it would make sense because, yeah, it would make sense. It really would, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this had a lot to do with that. And this is also where a lot of trust got broken.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. This is where a lot of the trust got broken. A lot of the expectations were there and a lot of the trust. So let me ask you this, because you're not still with the same person you married, correct?
No, you're absolutely right.
yeah. But here's what I want you to see, Lillian, and if you can get this, because you've done a lot of work on yourself, and all of that is definitely going to pay off for you. If I can say that, that's going to be a big payday for you when it comes to yourself and really where you're moving yourself and the energy of where you are. But everything that happened right around that time when you were 19 years old, and really as that picture began to unfold itself, you literally turned into what I like to call in the Know Your Magic deck, card number 17, one of the stone people.
Mm.
Everything became stone for you. After this relationship, your heart became detached.
True. Yes, that's true.
Fear began to set itself in. And it was very hard for you to have positive expectations when it came to you on a personal level. Now, let's not be slighted by that. Now, if somebody were to talk to you, you could give them all the inspiration to go out here and change the world.
Oh, that is so true.
But when it came to you, you couldn't see it for yourself. Very hard for you to see this for yourself. So even when we began to start talking about this energy, particularly when it comes out of the solar plexus chakra, because this is where all of the emotions have been recorded in the records. I do the Akashic record reading, and this is a part of the records that I also tap into. And all of those records from even earlier times of when you were, even earlier than that, some things through your childhood, but really one of the marker points for you was this marriage, coming into this marriage. And now how you see this is completely different. It's almost as if the Lillian that was 19 and the Lillian I'm talking to now is two completely different people.
So true.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah, so true.
Yeah. So what has to happen is you have to unite those states of consciousness. You have to bring them back together. Because in a sense, what you've been working so hard to do, and this has been one of your blind spots, is to totally destroy and kill the old Lillian. You can't kill it. You can't kill her. She doesn't need to die, if that makes sense. But this is like throwing stones at yourself. Or at your old self. So you have to begin to get into the place where you can begin to see positive expectations. But positive expectations put you in the place of innocence.
Well, is that the reason why the only thing I can see positive for myself, to me, it's only in the spirit world?
Yes. Yes. You got it. That's why. You have got to be able to see yourself here, now. This is what I want you to do. I'm going to give you a very powerful ritual for you to do. But I want you, because you got to get back to that place of positive expectations, having that innocence, and trusting yourself in the decisions that you make. I want you to find three people that love you, three people that honestly love you. You can find three people, can't you, Lily?
Yes, I know three. When you said it, I went immediately in my mind.
Yes. And what I want you to do with these three people is I want you to ask them to tell you what they love about you. Have them write it down for you. Tell them to do it today, and I want you to pick it up before the 5th. I don't want you to read it.
They got to mail it to me.
Well, they can you get access to email?
I'll figure it out. Yes.
Either email. I want you to get them to get an email. Or I want you to also, if you can't get access to email, I want you to have them call you and leave a message on your voicemail, but you don't listen to the message. I want you to save this for the 5th. And on the evening of the 5th, when you have that time to yourself, I want you to play this. I want you to listen to it. And I want you to begin to understand it. Because there's two things that you need, and that is this positive expectation. Right now, what you're battling within yourself, of what you think you're battling, is almost the story of Beauty and the Beast. And you are looking for your own beauty. Everyone else can see it, but you can't see it. So at 19, this is the beauty you had. This is where the beauty was. This is where all of the beauty was with you. And now you've taken yourself into this area of where I call where the stone people live. But you don't have to stay there. This is just about gaining knowledge and recognizing that when you were 19 and all of these events that's taken place up until this time has really put these blinders on you to the point where you cannot see. This is for you to begin to have compassion for yourself. Compassion is going to be your compass that helps lead you out of this place into that bright light. Your compassion is the compass, and you have to begin to have that with positive expectations, live in that place of innocence, and trust yourself in order for you to move yourself to the next level. So find those three people. Let them share their heart with you, and then you share your heart with them. This is where the compassion lies. This is going to free up that energy. This is going to open up and clear the runway. So on the eve of when Venus is making their transition, which is symbolic about what is going on inside of you, you would have done the clearing to get the downloads, to get all of these downloads that you need to move yourself to the next level.
And I believe that's what was happening, because it's as if my stomach was turning one way, and then I seen in the spirit I was turning the opposite way.
Yes, yes.
If I could see it like that, that's how I see it.
Oh, yes, and that is correct. Trust that, know that. So I want you to begin to work with those areas.
So, you know, I know you're right. I know you're right. I know you're right. I just moved to for me. I really did this move for me.
Yeah. Yes. Beautiful.
I just left
Powerful.
Indiana and I came to Atlanta, and that's the only reason why I haven't even got my cards, because they didn't have my bank here, and I tried to get my Kim deck, and they didn't let me pay for it, so I got to go through all this. It's going to take about another 8 days from today, and then for me to be able just to even get my cards. I want to get a reading. I want to do everything. You know what I'm saying? It's
yes.
Just, you know, yeah. Oh, but thank you, Miss Blue. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm a student, and I'm ready. You know?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, I thank you so much. I thank you. I thank you for being present in this moment so that you can receive this, so that you can come out of this fairy tale of Beauty and the Beast and recognize that. Know that it is okay to cry. Know that it is okay to feel. Know that it is okay to release those things within yourself, and so that you can finally begin to see the beauty that is within you. The beauty never left. The beauty never left. So here's what I'm going to do. Because in you taking this opportunity to really just invest in yourself by even being present in this moment, by even being as honest and open as you are, I want you to send me an email and I'm going to send you a deck. I'm going to send you a deck, but you don't have to wait for all of that. The rest will come. The rest will come so that you can begin to move out of that place of where the stone people are. You can release these fears from yourself and just really be that beautiful, beautiful, loving, caring sister that you are. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So know that there's a lot of people out here who love you, and I'm one of them. I love you too. So get those letters out. Have them tell you what they love about you so that you can begin to really get back into trusting yourself and having positive expectations, because the future is so very divine and so very bright for you. Okay?
Yes. Oh, yes.
All right.
Thank you so much, Ms. Lou.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love to you, and I wish you well always.
All right. Thank you, my sister. Peace and love. Peace and love. Beautiful. Beautiful. It is so beautiful. Beautiful when we can begin to really recognize those things that has really we've been holding on to, and when it's time to finally let them go and really get out of some of these fairy tales that we've been in with ourselves and just begin to unite those different states of consciousness within us. So I love it. All right, you guys, we're going to go to the next caller. Oh, love it, the remix. 214, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Hakima Ra, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Okay, greetings to you. Hakima Ra?
Yes, Hakima Ra.
Hakima Ra. Beautiful name. Thank you for that. And then also, as we get started, let me have you pick an alphabet for me, please.
K.
The letter K. Okay. All right.
The number 43.
The number 43?
Yes.
Okay. And did you do the meditation?
Yes, I did. I had a seemed like it was a hard spot there, and then it moved. It moved, and I could feel. I could feel again. It was like it was keeping me from feeling my stomach or feeling my lower part of my body.
Mm.
And then I could feel, and it felt like a real pleasant energy came up.
Mm-hmm.
But at first it was kind of blocked off and kind of hard like, and it moved.
Mm. Beautiful. Okay, so that moved out the way. All right, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And now what I want you to do is just share with me what you would like to really know tonight. What would you really like to know?
I had experience about a couple of weeks ago, and it was and I just don't understand what happened and how it happened. I woke up in the hospital and they were operating on my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, they said it was a mass there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was surprising. That was a very big surprise to know that, you know, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure, where did this come from and why did it happen like that? One week I thought I was fine, but apparently I wasn't. And so I was just surprised to wake up the next day and the doctor tell me, do you know who I am? And I said, no. He said, I'm your neurosurgeon. And it was amazing, but through the experience, I wasn't, you know, went in a conscious state, but I was in a spiritual state, and I could sense that doctor, and I could, it seems like I could see his heart, and it was just pulsating, and then I could see the heart, and seemed like I could see his pineal gland, and it was just amazing. It was just glowing, and I was in a safe place. I could tell that I was in a very safe place, and that he was doing what he came here to do, what he came to the planet to do, and so. That was, that was the experience I had.
And so how long, now let me get this straight. How long did you spend in the hospital?
5 days.
You were in the hospital for 5 days.
Yeah.
And because one of the things that I am picking up is who was at the house with you?
My son was at the house with me, and he noticed that I was, he noticed that my body was, I mean, I wasn't standing like I usually stand and moving my hands and arms the way I usually do. And he was telling me, he said, Mama, what's wrong with your hand? And I said, there's nothing wrong with it. He said, no, you're not holding it right. And so he decided that, to call the ambulance, and I tried to convince him. I said, no, I'm fine, and I'll make an appointment to go to the doctor. He said, no, we're going to take you right now, and so they rushed me to the hospital, and that I had emergency surgery
right
that day.
Did they A couple of things, I'll tell you what I'm picking up, and you can let me know what they told you. I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a holistic practitioner. But this is just, I'll just do a scan and I'll tell you. One of the things that I pick up from this is that two things. It looks like you had somewhat of an aneurysm going on there,
mm-hmm.
With a slight tumor.
Yeah.
Is that what
okay.
they told you?
Yeah, they said I had a mass on there, so that was
yeah.
a tumor.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And let's talk about this. Let's talk about this situation so you can get some clarity here. And
okay.
I'm really glad that you're in a very good place. By the way, let me ask you, how long have you been listening to the remix?
I've been listening for about 3 years now.
About 3 years now. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. And so how is your recovery? Everything seems to be going pretty well?
Yes, everything is going excellent because I'm right on it. I'm, you know, holistically, I start juicing and juicing my food and making sure I get all the nutrients that I can and get all the foods that's good for the brain. And
yes.
so my health care is going real well.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm so glad to hear that. And your energy sounds very good. You're in great spirits. And that's a wonderful thing. Now, here's what I want to tell you.
Okay.
That for you, and what is this? I keep picking up another name that they call you, and it's not the name you gave me. What is that name, please?
It's Jacqueline Jackson.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I kept getting another name. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, Jacqueline. Jacqueline.
Yeah, Jacqueline is my name, and Hakimara is my name that I
yes.
gave myself. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's a beautiful name as well, too. But I also heard that this is also another vibration that is very closely related to you. So
yeah.
thank you for that. But here's what I want you to get about this whole experience so that you can see where the clearing needs to come in. This
okay.
clearing has to do with you refusing to change old patterns.
Okay.
Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes, it does.
It is
yes.
really just this need for you to hold on to old ways of doing things. Now, you've
okay.
made an adjustment when it's come to your spirituality. You've made a lot of changes there. But when it comes to your day-to-day life, living and doing how you live your life, you have not changed those patterns.
Yes, that's right. You're definitely right.
Yeah. So what happens is our body sometimes sends us gifts and wraps them up in very strange patterns. That's really
okay.
saying to you, Jacqueline, you can't be over here doing all of this stuff, but yet you over here doing this.
Oh,
still
okay.
holding on to this. It is about the refusal to change things in your life, changing these old patterns. You
okay.
got to let them go. Even from this thing that you do of when you get up in the morning and how you like to eat and what you want to do, you got to change that.
Yes. Yes.
And so what has happened is now you're kind of forced to change it.
Right. That's
You're
it.
Forced to change it. You're forced to change it. The same thing goes for the things in your sacred space. These, I see you with all of these blankets and sheets. What is this about?
That's my bed. My bed is the doctor wanted me to sleep up high with my head raised up at a 30-degree angle because of the brain surgery.
Okay.
And that's why I got all these pillows.
Yes, that makes sense.
But here's what I want you to begin to do while you're there resting, because your resting, your nurturing yourself is really just going to put you back into the perfect place.
Okay.
If I want you to begin to redesign your life.
Okay.
From your bed. You can get you a piece of paper, or you can get you a little recorder. Use your phone. And I want you to start with your bedroom, and I want you to redesign everything in your whole life.
Okay.
Let go of the old pattern.
I will.
Once you get better, let go of those old sheets, those raggedy towels, those mismatched blankets. You know, those things that you know you're not going to wear, them clothes, them shoes. You need to get into some fun play. You got to change these old patterns.
Old patterns, okay.
Let them go. Doing it
I
on
sure
an external
will.
Level is going to help you do it on an internal level.
Internal level.
So that it can begin to really make a full circle.
Right.
And then eventually take you out of the circle.
Yeah, you're right, because I've already started to transition this stuff out of here and reset it
mm-hmm.
right from the bed. Just like you said, I've already started doing that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Get into the dream creation state. This is where you need to be. Right now, this is all about seeds of intention. It's about you nurturing yourself back. Take as much time as you need to rest, relax, and get yourself in that place, but get into your dream creation. Begin to
okay.
do those things from the bed. Begin to see yourself doing things completely different.
Okay.
Know that
I
this is what
will.
It's telling you. You have to release these old patterns. You have
yeah.
to release them. Yeah. Now, I'm going to give you an affirmation. If you can't write it down right now, don't worry about it. But I want you to go
okay.
back, and I want you to listen to the show, and I want you to have this affirmation to do. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this is what I want you to have. And here's one here. I'll just give you this one. It is easy for me to reprogram my higher self. All of my life, all of my life is change, and my mind is ever new.
Okay, I got it.
So I want you to write that down, carry it with you. Say it at least 3 times a day. Say it in the morning. Say it in the evening. And really begin to just work with this particular energy.
Okay.
Because
I sure
this
will.
Is about you releasing those patterns. You got to do it. Refuse.